Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be.
I know. And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. Just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't want to mess this thing up. No, I don't want to push too far. Just a shot in the dark that you just might be the one I've been waiting for my whole life. So baby, I'm alright. But just a kiss
tonight. You know I love you.
I love you too.
Not a princess, this ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll sweep off her feet. Lead her up the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood, this is a small town. I was a dreamer before you went and let me down. Now it's too late for you and your white horse to come around.
We have a connection. I don't know what the hell we've been doing the last few years. Above all others, you belong with me.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm gonna love watching it land on you.
Right. Carly. Well, you were listening to a little part of the Dixie Six, Not Ready to Make Nice, you know. For me right now, that is a very good theme song because, you know what, I'm done being nice sometimes. I mean, maybe I'm too nice. Maybe I'm, you know, way too whatever I am. But, you know, the best compliment anyone can give me is I'm like Carly on General Hospital because next Wednesday night, and you who to heal people, next Wednesday night, the one, the only, the Emmy winner, Mary White is going to be here to talk to you guys for me to interview her. See, it will be on for like an hour. And I will promise you guys that I won't monopolize a lot of time. I will try to, but I cannot promise that right now. So tonight is a very unstructured show, and it's one of those shows I love because basically, do I have anything planned? No. Do I have anything written? No. Do I have an outline? No. Do I screen my calls before I take them? No. Do I let my co-hosts control the album? No. You know, I'm the fun one. I'm the lovely one. I'm the one that people want to have fun with. Hi guys in this album, Brandy, Kathy, Silo, Carrie, you know, okay, so I will bring on, and that 111 private number, if you want to be put on, this press zero.
Hello?
Okay, Silo and Tyler, okay. And Kathy, are you both on at the same time?
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
So, yeah, by the way, before we get into General Hospital, Laidon is coming, my little Sam song, I just want to say fuck you to CBS, okay? The reason why I'm saying this is they canceled Unforgettable. And I was falling in love with that show, and they just canceled him. So they should be in prison for this. That was the right of you, CBS, to break my heart with that. I mean, come on. Come on. Please, CBS, just don't do this to Carly. You know, Carly was loving you, so okay, fine. I was four weeks behind CBS, but you shouldn't take one Carly's favorite shows away. It's not a good thing, CBS. So, CBS, you're in the doghouse with me until, you know, you can make yourself a better person, CBS. So, that is that. And so, people do not tell me what happened on Grace last night because I have not watched it yet. And from what everyone was saying, that it was a very, 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 very good episode. So I will be watching it this weekend after my Walmart shopping. Walmart's going to get me in trouble, people. That's all I'm going to say on that because Walmart is like a very good thing. Okay, Walmart is bad. Okay, you guys have to agree with me. Okay, can you guys just walk into either Walmart or Target and just buy one thing?
No.
Okay. Well, that you sign them. Okay. Yeah, okay. And you know, when they have like $2, $3, whatever, and you just put that in your cart and you keep filling up your cart. And you walk out there with like $55 and you're thinking, how did I do this? You know? What did you grab that I said about?
About what you heard about Grace, because I have a different opinion of it. You didn't like it, Shiloh?
No.
I was very upset.
I was very upset with it. I mean, I cried.
But
I was very upset with it.
I actually didn't like it.
I can't say I liked it.
Okay, you guys, fuck. I really want to know who died now.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Just watch it. You need to watch it because you
may have a
whole different perspective on why I'm upset. You may not be.
Okay, well,
I'm upset too. I'm upset too. I can't say it was a good show because I don't like the things that happened.
Wow. Okay, I know what I will be doing this weekend, people. I love you, Steve. Upset about what, the Grey's Anatomy thing, but I haven't watched it. I was a very bad person last night. You guys don't know what time I went to bed. I was a very bad colleague. And then when I got asleep, I had this really bad, crazy, crazy dream. It's not my slutty dream. Well, I'm having sex with Bradford and Zani and, you know, yeah, I was having sex with Spinelli and Zani and Max and Milo in one of my dreams, okay? Yes, I become a little sad in my dreams now, apparently. So that's Carrie's not here. Well, Carrie's in this album, but okay, so the big thing that happened this week, I mean, I was surprised, but wasn't really. Y&R Daisy, the actress that is playing Daisy got fired.
Yep.
I didn't know that. Is the character going?
No. Yeah.
Oh, she
what?
Is? Oh, I didn't know that. I thought she was getting replaced. Maybe I have her confused with someone else. Never mind.
I can't see the character going, though, right now in this pivotal story. I can't see the character going. It would be good.
Okay.
It would be good for me. I would like her to go.
I like her. I really do. What was I going to say? Oh, and did you guys hear who got a divorce? She played on Passions, Days of Our Life, and someone else, but her husband was on it too, but I don't remember their name.
Lindsay Atley?
Yep.
She did?
Yeah, they got a divorce.
No. Justin Atley and Lindsay?
Yep.
No, they show happy. She shows happy pictures on Twitter.
I know.
Can't believe that.
When did she show the happy pictures?
I don't believe it.
Well,
they're friendly with Eric Mastroff and his wife. Oh my God, that surprises me.
Who?
That was surprising. That was surprising me, too. Well, I wasn't like, what? I mean, but, you know, I mean, I think, you know, what she had to go through the last couple of years, you know, getting to be on AMC and then getting to be on, Okay, now I can read what I found, you guys. Okay, rumors are swirling that internet that young restless Daisy has begged let go. Her character Daisy is currently in a fun bonus storyline. But this could mean that Daniel will be getting Lucy back. Daisy will be smoking up to Daniel's toy to take their doll on the run.
Well, who is the Landon girl replacing?
You know what? I think it's Heather Rebel. I mean, not Heather Rebel. Heather Paul's Paul's daughter. You know, Paul. Yeah, I think you know.
YNR.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I thought. Yeah. I keep getting her. I think Minnie Pearl corrected me on that, and I don't remember. I remember I had it wrong.
That's okay. I mean, everyone has it wrong once in a while, and.
Oh, I'm
know,
terrible
how,
with names and character names. I forget their names.
Well, I mean,
I only remember two characters for sure, Liz and Jason.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you do know that who Jason Morgan's real mother is, right?
Oh yeah, Susan Moore.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that a very known fact? I mean,
it is because I watched back in those days. I remember Susan Moore because she had the affair with Alan.
No. But I'm saying, like, someone that just comes into the new hospital,
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it on ABC board all the time. People
yeah,
say
I mean,
that
so.
They know things, and it's like, huh?
Yes. Okay. Okay. Love you, Steve. Okay. Love you, Steve. Why don't you call in? Call in. Carrie, call in. People. Oh, okay. Carrie Sullivan is leaving too. I don't think I would be that upset if she left.
No, I wouldn't either, but now I like where Love You said how they're going to handle it. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she goes to the local place, you know how good that place is. Helena runs around all the time and all that.
Yeah, that won't work.
Yeah, so that makes sense if they take her to Europe. I just wonder what they're going to do with Sonny. Is he going to get a new love interest?
I wonder that too. I really, you know. Okay, so until we get more calls, people, I decided that we are going to play a little game.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I know. This is bad. Okay.
I'm just bad at them, but go ahead.
And Kali's telling us it's bad already.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's fine. Okay. So the little game of tonight is, all right, this is going to sound really bad, but I can delete the show afterwards if I have to. So, because it might be very unprofessional of me, what I'm about to do. Oh, we have another call. Hello, you're on mail.
Hi, Carlies. Love you, Steve.
Very good. You listen to me, and so you won't get muted. I feel powerful tonight, you guys. There's no vase on radio because Christy is probably getting drunk as we speak. Or she's in a coma for 36 hours. Not true with one. So,
she was on a train ride earlier, she tweeted.
Yeah,
she was. Yeah, and I talked to her early this morning, and we were texting, and she's like, she's like, this is a very long train ride. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, so our game tonight is I've decided to make a little slutty game because I'm bored and I can. And so out of all the soap guides, okay, out of all the soap guides, all of them, past, present, still on any soap, okay, who would you rather go to bed with or have coffee with? Like, those are the extreme. Have coffee with them or have sex with them? Okay, so anyone, Okay, I love you, Steve.
This is a soap character, right?
Yes. 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 Yep.
Okay. If I could have Steve Burton for one night, I would build an ice cream sundae on his chest and lick it off real slow.
Whoa, that's
well,
good.
I was going to say save Jason, but yeah, I don't think I'd put food on him, though.
Oh, ice cream with hot fudge sauce and whipped cream. Where it's gonna go?
Yeah, but you don't need. Oh, never mind. I'm not gonna say it. You're not gonna make
it.
Me go there. No, I'm
no,
not
say
saying
it.
Say it. No, 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 no.
Say it. I
no,
say
trust
it.
Me.
I can
have fun with Jason without putting food on his body. But okay, and then
okay.
For a friend, I would
yeah,
like for a friend, probably Spinelli because he's funny.
I would like Elizabeth to be a friend.
Oh, well,
okay.
If it's a girl. Yeah.
Okay, but we are going to do a Go the Distance next, so don't worry.
So,
Kathy, who
well,
would it be for you?
Of course I want to say Jason, but I'm going to say Thorsten K. To sleep with Thorsten
Ooh.
K.
Oh, he's a good choice.
He's,
I really hope Billy's not in the room.
He doesn't know.
Thorsten
okay. K. And for coffee, gee, I don't know for coffee. That's hard. Who I want to have coffee with?
Yeah, but coffee usually leads back into the bedroom, maybe. So, I mean.
Does the person have to be the character, or can they be in true life?
In
but
true
somebody
life, yes.
Said Steve, so.
In true
I mean,
life, Christian LeBlanc.
Damn, that would be really good.
Because he's funny. He's got a good
oh,
sense
he
of humor.
Oh,
he does. He does have a great sense of humor. I will
and
give you that.
I remember he was on a trip to New Orleans with Nadia and Brandon Bima, and I followed them on that trip. They were so funny. He was a riot. Christian LeBlanc in True Life
mm-hmm.
I'd like to have coffee with. And thought Jason probably would be my first choice of going. Everybody will say Jason because he's just...
Yeah.
He's just... But Thorsten
Yummy
K...
Yummy to look at.
I wouldn't mind tonight with Thorsten K.
Yeah, I like his accent.
And
that gets me.
And he's gorgeous.
Now, I know
yeah.
somebody in prime time I wouldn't mind being with.
Oh, don't worry. We are going to do a prime time
okay.
round
okay.
two.
Okay.
Well, come on. You know what? I mean, this is fun stuff tonight because, you know, one thing I have to behave myself. So I need to get me not behaving myself out of my system, you see.
Well, did you see, Brandy, when I said that we were chatting about what's her face leaving for Europe for treatments, then what would happen to Sunny? And Brandy said, open it up for Taya. That would be an interesting combination since she had
that,
Victor.
That would. But I always thought maybe this, I mean, I don't want to get hate mail after this, okay, people? This is just a shot in the dark, people, so don't get mad at me. I think Sunny needs to, you know, make Alexis, like, sexy again. Because when those two were together for that brief moment, they were actually really good together. I mean, didn't give us...
I like them
yeah.
that time. I like them. She wears
low See, and I like
now.
The idea of Taya, because Taya doesn't take no crap, and she would... Give Sonny a run for his money, and that's what he needs. Not some woman that's willing to change her life for him.
Callie's available.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's been done too many times.
I know it has.
Well, you know what, Ann? You know what? I'm back on the Carly and Johnny train. Even though I went on with everything in me. But if I don't get my son, okay, Brandon, you know, I want Brandon
and Dolores. I still like those two together. I think they'd be hot together.
Okay.
Who?
You're talking about Dante and Dolores?
Yes.
Okay.
And by the way, Donnie and Colby, Brandy goes, especially if they went with Todd and Colby. Okay, Brandy, you know I love you, but that's not acceptable for my
girl. She said Dante. No. I meant Brandon Barash.
Okay. So I figured out who I want to see with and who I want for coffee, really, because I want to get in their head, their evil heads just a little, I don't know why, but I wouldn't mind having coffee with Stefano DiMera just to see what's in there in his head.
I must admit, you know, it would be funny to even chat with Anthony since he's such a loony bin.
Exactly.
He probably had me laughing my butt off the whole time.
Okay, and who?
It'd be fun to have like a philosophical conversation with one of them.
Exactly.
Anthony or Luke or somebody smart.
Just think of Helena.
A chat with Helena.
Yeah.
Oh, she might put something in the coffee.
That would be Heather. Okay, my whole coffee in the Stefano. But okay, who will I want to sleep with? Okay. This is very hard on calling people because Bradford is up there, but so is Brandon. So is Rex from One Life for Live.
I know that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
I mean, I would not mind doing them all in then, but not in one night or anything, people, just, you know, over time. Okay, so the next part of the little game is, okay, for the woman, okay, who would you really love being best friends with, and, you know, you guys can go shopping and all that, but, and then who would you love to get in a cat fight with?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, you missed a fun game. Oh, 773, I think, is Elisa or Alba?
Alba.
Okay.
Hi, Alba.
Hi.
Hi, Alba.
Hey.
So glad to hear your voice.
Yes. Okay, Alba, so, I don't know how long you were on the Swissboard because I wasn't really watching the Swissboard. Because, you know, I don't have people scanning in my call, the calls before, I mean, doing the show. Okay, I'm going to be good now. So, Alba, who would you like for the guys to go to bed with and have coffee with?
Ha, 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 ha. On GH?
On any soap.
Eesh.
Colby's being bad tonight. Colby's being bad because they don't
know.
So
is Minnie Pearl.
Oh, that's scary.
I know.
Oh.
Did you see what she put in the chat room? She wants to be BFFs with Sam McCall. I just told her she's full of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're full of it. Okay,
I don't know. probably, I think Jason, I would try him out. Yeah. And I would like to be friends with I would like to be friends with Jason also. I think he's a good friend.
I do too.
Okay, so now we are going on the female parts of the question. Who would you like to be best?
Best friends. I like Elizabeth. I would love
to
be her best friend.
I would pick her too.
Yeah.
And, of course, the one I would like to cut her throat would be Sam McCall.
Hell yes, I'm there.
Yeah, I'm there too.
I'll help with that one.
Okay, so any other people have answers besides Sam McCall for a cat fight? Oh my God! Okay, Tyra,
you must be watching the board, huh?
Yes. Oh, we have another call. I think this is Candace. You here?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, everybody.
Okay, okay. So we've been playing a fun game. Okay, so the coffee and having sex with of all of daytime, past and present, who would you pick?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one. What did everybody else answer? Like, what was everybody else's answers?
You know, if Jack would have been there, I think I would like to try Jack out, too.
I said past and present, so, you know, you could pick them.
Oh, okay.
So, from any soap, right?
Ooh,
any soap.
You know who
any
I
soap.
Like also?
Ooh.
I like
Ooh.
EJ on Days.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I think EJ is. Oof.
There's something about EJ that's
yes.
very attractive.
Yes, he is. He is very nice looking.
And we could only pick three?
Yeah, I could go on. I could name a few more.
Yeah.
All right, past and present. Okay, I think I got my answer. Okay, all right. Number one, Greg Vaughn's Lucky. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Two.
Oh, we're going to go there.
Yeah. Two.
Okay.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay, Jonathan from Guy White.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, I need a rough action. Too much info, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Oh, gosh. The last one. Wait, can I get three or four? Well, no, to be fair, it's three. Cyrus.
Stavros was gorgeous.
Oh my gosh. You are very demented, Candace, but I think you already know that. Okay, so but okay, fine. But since I'm making up this game, I can pick for like the best friend thingy. Okay, for women, okay. I cannot pick between Carly and Liz, so, okay, two of them. And the one that I would get in a cat fight with, but it would not be a cat fight because I would accidentally murder, would be Sam McCall. I mean, you know, the gun would just be kind of in my hand, and whoops, the gun goes off. And she's dead. Yes.
See, Ross would be... easy. Russ is an easy cat fight one. But who I would be best friends with? that's tough. So many good friends out there in the soap world. Need somebody loyal and has my back all the time. So, I would pick Robin.
That's
a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
I can't fight Sharon from Younger Russell's because I can't stand her. I will pull her hair so many times it's not even funny.
I Candace, I don't like her either.
Hey, wait a minute.
Okay,
is she really going with Victor, or is it just
with,
friendship kind of father kind of?
If it was any kind of father daughter thing, it went out the window when they got it on.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, come on.
They got it on in more ways than one.
Are you kidding me? See, I've missed that.
They rubbed that relationship in everybody's face, and it's like, you gotta catch up.
Yes. Okay, so. our next phase of COVID.
Oh, that's
game.
Nasty.
Oh,
that's
wait,
nasty.
I just thought of another. I know another a man who I'd like to have as a friend, and it's Brandon Brush as Johnny.
Yeah.
Because he's, I mean, he's helping out Star with her contract. I mean, underneath, he's just a nice guy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so, too.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, did you hear what he said today?
Yeah, what happened? Yeah, I heard it.
He said he was the one that shut out the tires.
But do we believe him, though, or do we believe Kate Connie?
I believe Kate Connie. Yeah.
I believe Kate
Connie.
And Connie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Connie did it.
I mean, remember in Collinswood, me don't like Kate. So, Kate did, yeah, game
but
over.
But Johnny said he did it today.
Oh,
but Johnny and Charlie were together all night that night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
They will. Yeah. Okay. Our next part of the game is, people, from prime time, the guys you want to have coffee with and the guys you want to take to bed with.
Prime time.
Easy.
Prime time's hard for me. I watch
no, Alex O'Loughlin, anytime, any place, anywhere.
Oh, prime time's hard.
And for a friend, probably his partner in crime, Scott Kahn. Because he sounds really fun and interesting with his photography background and stuff. I think he'd be cool.
Alex O'Loughlin is up there for me, but I got to think. Go to someone else. I got to think about this.
Okay. I love you, Steve. Who would you want?
I would want David Boreanaz from Bones.
Oh, that's a good choice.
He was also on Buffy, and he was also on Angel as well.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
I would like him.
That is a really good, why don't I just remember. Okay, Candace,
bear with me when I say this one, okay? So, what was the first question?
Who would you want to go to coffee with, and who would you want to bang with? Yeah. Yeah, I'm being really bad tonight, I know that.
Coffee, Neil Patrick Harris. Yeah, he's just teaching all the... Yeah. Want to take home the bang?
Woo. I've got so many for that one, I can't even begin.
I know.
What
about Mark Wahlberg? What about
Donnie Wahlberg?
Donnie's.
I'm just gonna say for the comedic purpose, Nathan still.
Robert Downey Mover.
Oh, wait a minute, I'm going to change it. Dave Vanderbeek, because I forgot he's on prime time now. Again, so Dave Vanderbeek is the one I want to bang, and Neil Patrick is the one I want to have coffee with. There you go.
I didn't catch that. You said it so fast. What?
Yeah, you did, Kenz.
Okay. Neil Patrick is the person I would have coffee with.
Right.
And James Vanderbeek is somebody I would, just for the funny, I don't know. I would just laugh.
Now, does this go past and present?
Yes.
Past and present.
Oh, man. I had a really big crush on Elvis for a long time.
George Clooney.
Yeah, well, you could
George,
be Elvis.
George Clooney.
George Clooney.
Oh, man.
I want George Clooney.
And Dempsey. Yeah, Blair Underwood.
Keep bringing him out. Blair's good. He's good looking.
You got Tate Diggs. You got you got so many.
I'll go with Lamar.
I like Tate
more
Tate
on
Diggs
CSI.
Too.
Okay, yeah. Well, we have another phone call, you guys. You're on the air with us.
Hi, it's August 4th. How's everybody?
Hey!
Hey! Good.
What's happening? Did I miss Laura Wright?
Not
tonight.
No.
No, it's Wednesday.
No, it's Wednesday night. It's a special edition of Daytime After Dark because that's the only day Laura can do it, but... You know, people, I mean, you hear Wednesday night. I know there's a lot of finales going on that night, but come on, people. You know.
We just got to make sure Laura does not.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Candace. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was just saying, hopefully Laura doesn't, like, keep asking anybody about revenge, because that's the season finale. It's next Wednesday. And, yeah.
Oh man, I want
Jack from Revenge.
Oh man, I like him too.
I want Jack. I'm older than him, but that's okay.
Well,
Shiloh,
me too.
Shiloh,
that
you
doesn't
like him?
Stop
we,
me.
Yeah, we like Jack. Jack.
Yeah.
the Jack fan club.
Yeah, I like Jack.
Jack.
Okay,
Jack.
I want to have coffee with him, and I want him the other way. I want Jack both ways.
Damn.
Damn, okay. Okay, I really hope Billy is not in the room. Oh, Billy, can I say you can have a call into my server again?
He's eating. He doesn't know what's going on. He's eating.
Oh, good.
Is everybody flying their free flag tonight? I mean, what's happening?
Well, August, I mean, Alyssa, I decided that this is going to be a not structured show, not a professional show, not a show that I need to do a fucking outline to. I just decided to throw caution to the wind and do it.
And do an
all R-rated
show.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And,
it's fun.
Okay.
It's fun.
Yeah. And then for me, okay, this is going to probably surprise some
but
of you.
Frustrating.
Oh. Exactly. By the way,
get your freak on.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I know who I want to pick out the first.
Charlie created a monster, man. She's created
I know. I have. But I'm not going to apologize. Okay, I like, oh, God, the one that played the Blue Blood, Donnie Wahlberg's brother.
The young kid?
Because it would be safe having coffee with him would be safe. But who I would want to do all night long. Thank you, Lionel Rissi. But I would pick Derek from Grey's Anatomy. Oh, well, I
thought of him, too. I did think of him. He crossed my mind.
McDreamy.
Dr. McDreamy.
No, I got to have McSteamy.
Okay, fine.
McSteamy's nice, too. I like him, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you guys, you're killing me here.
Yeah, I could take them, both of them.
Okay. Yeah, you know what?
Okay. Yeah,
and
me
you know
too,
what?
Probably.
Okay, Ann.
I'll take
LL
Cool J.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, he,
oh.
His body.
I'm telling you.
Oh,
yeah.
I'd wear LL Cool J, C-Mama, and Steve Burns. I'd wear all
their
asses out. Okay. Give me all three.
There you go. This is bad. We need to change back to GH Girl. This is
the most fun I've had in a long time.
You know what? No, Simon,
the
ratings
are wonderful.
I understand. The ratings are wonderful. I understand that, but I thought just once we could really go off topic and really go crazy. And,
so,
fun.
I liked it.
Because, okay, and okay, got another one for you, lady. Okay, in all the music for the guys, who would you want to do? All the music.
Eminem.
Oh my God, that is really.
What did you say, Callie? In music?
Yeah, in music.
Bruce Springsteen. Okay. Bruce Springsteen.
Ooh, good pick.
I like Lenny Kravitz. I love Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, so
and
right. So I said Bruce Springsteen, but
I
want to put
too,
Lenny Kravitz in there. Lenny Kravitz,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, yeah. And I would do Gene Simmons just because of his tongue. Like, that's insane.
I thought you were going to say that.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't even touch that man. No. I think that man's been around the block way too many times.
Yes, he has.
That's okay, well, for me,
no. Do three. It should be
okay,
three
for me. Okay, for me, it's a toss-up between Blake Shelton. Yes, I know he's married.
Oh, I forgot him. Let me add that as my third. That's my third.
Yes. Okay. It would be Blake. It would be Blake Bon Jovi. Oh,
yes.
John,
then that's my fourth. John Bon Jovi.
For me, it would be Charles Kelly, Lady Annabelle. I would pick him too. So, yes. So, you know, I mean,
I got top three. Okay.
Guys, the only one I would want is Bono from U2.
Oh, God, yeah, that's my fib. That's
oh,
my fib.
Well,
I have five.
Okay.
I have ten. I'm sorry.
You got 10.
Oh, please.
Yeah,
I got
Justin.
15. I got Justin Timberlake, Robin Thicke, Eminem, Bardo. Okay? You got.
I'm keeping count.
You got
I like Adam Levine from Maroon 5, too.
I get to see him this weekend.
Okay. Candace? You know what you have to do. You know what you have to
do,
right?
That. I can't do that to Adam.
Yes,
I'm
you can.
For real.
Yes, you can.
Can we talk about two different things? I'm sorry.
Okay, you know what?
Wow. You women are, like, wild.
you guys have no idea what kind of day I've been through. Carly does, but me seeing Adam this weekend is probably going to be the best medicine for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
but you'll have to tell us all about it then next week.
Yeah.
If I'm not in jail.
Okay. Candace, I live vicariously through you. You have so many good things.
Seriously, I was screaming when I found out Adam was coming to Baltimore. I'm like, wait a minute, what's this weekend? And then somebody told me, oh, yeah, it's the Preakness. I'm like, oh, yeah. And I live in Baltimore. You would think I know when the Preakness is. But I'm not going to see a horse race. I want to see Adam with his shirt off. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, I like him. I like him a lot. I think he's number six. I have six of them now.
Okay, quick count and just. Go with it, dear.
Yeah, okay, what about movies? Okay, what about movies?
George Clooney again.
Channing
Tatum.
Oh, my God. I say Liam Hemsworth, Alex O'Loughlin.
Channing Tatum. He has the same name as me, but he's
on a nice
looking.
Yes, Channing Tatum is a good pick.
Yes, he is.
I would pick Liam Neeson only because Julia Roberts said he was hung. I'd pick him.
he did.
What? I heard that, but I don't think I no, I just can't deal with that guy.
My pick is Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah,
I love Robert Downey Jr. Yeah, I would take him too.
I would say Justin Timberlake again because Friends with Benefits.
Exactly.
He's got to shave first because he looks like, you know, it's too much.
Babe.
Too much.
Babe.
Okay, mine would be Matt Damon. Mine would definitely be Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah, I like Matt Damon, too.
Oh, yeah.
If he was still alive, Steve McQueen, Paul Newman.
Paul Newman.
You know what, you guys, that's funny you used to bring up Paul Newman. It didn't dawn on me until the other day that he actually died. I wasn't aware of his passing, so I'm sorry, Paul Newman, right, that I didn't send a condolence card, but I didn't remember that he died.
There's always Robert Redford, too.
Oh, yeah, I love
him. Yeah.
As he was in The Way We Were. As he was in The Way We Were.
Oh, yeah.
I used to love Michael Finney, but he's turned into a really old man now, so.
Yeah, he doesn't look that good.
No.
Okay, I love you, Steve. I have a question for you.
Okay.
So we should get back to business at hand because this is after daytime, after dark. Slash leads on radio tonight because someone just left me to do both, telling and texting me hi this whole time. Yes, Steve is in trouble, people. So I love you, Steve. So I want to know, how long have you been a Liaison fan? Because you know, if I went and looked at your name. You know, I thought you could go either way. I mean, I thought you could be, you know, the enemy's, you said the enemy's, you know, couple, or you said the right couple. This is the right couple. Liaison is the right couple. The other couple is the wrong couple.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I totally agree. I mean, I've been a Liaison fan since, oh, dear God. Well, when he rescued her at Jinx.
Oh, yeah.
When he rescued her.
Those two are destined to be together, and I will be glad when we finally get there on the dang show.
Okay, I love you, Steve. Let me ask you a different question because you usually call into, you know, Liaison. So
right.
I don't ever get asked you questions. And so since, you know, we are doing Unstructured so and all hell is out the window at this point.
Apparently you can't see anything.
Okay, do you believe that Zeke is alive, number one? And number two, do you believe that we are going to get a couple finally?
Yes to both questions.
Yay!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have to kick her out. No, I'm kidding.
It's going to happen.
I mean, don't you see that, you know, all these spoilers, whatever that is out there, is just a bunch of bullshit crap. And, you know, the other side is scared. The other side is going to be melting very, very, very soon. And
well, I'm hoping. I mean, my hopes are up, and I'm thinking positive, and I'm looking towards the future, and I'm watching every day, and...
Yeah. I mean, the way I look at it, oh, we have another call. Okay. You on mail? Hello?
Well, it's about dang time.
About damn fucking time.
I know, really.
Sorry, Kay. It's my most unprofessional show ever. I may have to delete this episode just because, you know, if Laura White and her husband listen to it. Yeah, I'm thinking that episode might just be erased. Whoops. But no, so have you
why,
been
because,
having...
Why? Because you went off your script?
Yeah,
and what if Steve Burton checks in and listens to your show?
Oh, he wouldn't do such a thing because she bashes characters too much. What the fuck are you talking about? and furthermore, how the hell do you expect to get Kelly Monaco on this fine, lovely show, incidentally?
Well, you see, I will probably send you a very hateful telegram, though.
Well, I'll stick up more because I'm an Alexis Sam fan. Didn't you know that?
Today
was the day for coming out of the closet.
Oh, my God.
That was a riot. I was dying.
Yeah, okay. 239, you are on mail.
Yeah, it's Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
I'm
good. And Rachel, I'm sorry that, but Ladies on Radio has left for the weekend, so you stuck with me tonight. I am not apologizing. I will apologize to you for most that this is probably going to be probably the craziest show you've ever been to in your whole life.
I thought I would wait until after the craziness and when we started talking about Liaison, and then that's when I called.
Oh, cool.
So wait a minute. If you wait for the craziness to end, that means you'd never pick up the phone. Wait a minute. If you're looking for a structured show, that comes on Wednesday nights, by the way. This isn't the
way to be. Oh, I forgot you had a game tonight.
We're not talking about that game, okay? We're not going there.
Oh, what?
Uh-oh, your
that's
team won the game.
That's what I was trying to avoid, too.
Callie, your game was fun. I thought your game was fun.
No, we're not talking about her game.
Oh, I know what game.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, God, did Boston lose?
Like I said.
Okay, come on, Carrie. Carrie, it's me. It's Callie.
You
can
know
me.
Yeah, I'm tickled pink. They blew a 15-point lead. Yeah, okay, move on.
Oh, okay. Well, stay tuned for the saga of the Boston Celtics next time on the Soap People.
You know, as it is, my couple's dead in the water. Now my freaking basketball team's going to be dead in the water.
They lost.
They blew a 15-point lead.
I don't know if anybody else saw this tweet, but earlier today, I think it was daytime TV, Rochelle tweeted something like, so is Liaison a go for next month, or Liaison is a go for next month, or something like that? And I was like,
I didn't see that. I saw it.
Yep.
I
saw that.
She put,
like, where did she get that? I was like,
she said, looks like Liaison will be there in June, or something
and
like
who
that.
Is this
who is this?
Uh-huh.
It was daytime TV that I
thought,
I think, from...
Oh, no, I
said that?
Wait a minute, how does she know?
Wait a minute, what, did she throw him a life raft? Because last time I heard, they were dead in the water. Did she throw him a fucking life jacket?
She threw him a life jacket.
Wait a minute, who said it?
They're saying Arhart said it.
Yes, she did, you guys. That is why
what?
On her Twitter page.
Wow.
It's why on her Twitter.
Guys, what's the name of the Twitter? I saw it on Twitter.
Somebody must have thrown a life jacket.
Go look on the page. It's Ha Hat Radio now. She changed the name. It's Ha Hat Radio.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Changing the name. Oh, you know what? Oh, iHeart Radio, the fan voice, Zonas Monday Night Temper, Chrissy Dania, Felisa, all the hosts with the posts of the fans. Because, you know, why don't you just put Dania? So, because, you know, it's up to who gets in the.
Is that a credible thing she said? Does anybody know if that's credible? How does she know?
I know, that's what I was asking myself, because I didn't respond to it, but I was like, I wonder where she got that from.
I didn't respond either, but I saw it.
The way she stated it was sounded like a fact, like it was going to happen.
Everything she said sounds like a fact. How the hell can you sound like a fact on a Twitter?
I didn't respond to it. I just saw it and I was like, interesting.
I said interesting too.
Huh.
We'll see what happens next month.
I don't know how that's possible.
I don't either.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, they locked that stuff up so tight that.
No, I just don't understand. Isn't this supposed to be the best couple of all time that's featured right now?
Well, supposedly.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean.
But wait a minute. We're not supposed to wait. We're not supposed to ship couples, right? I got to get the rules down.
Yeah, really. Really. I mean, we are not supposed to ship. We are not supposed to ship couples, but we are not supposed to ask characters. That's like my new song, which I'm going to sing for you next time. But it's all about Sam's bad deeds. So,
Maybe Kelly told her.
Alexa Sam fan, you mean?
No, Kelly.
Oh, Kelly. I thought you said Terry.
Oh, God.
Anybody check Kimo's Twitter lately? See if she's in a good mood today?
I thought that tweet was funny coming from where it came from. I just thought it was.
Well, I got to go
ironic.
Read now on my one source, GHH, and see if she put it up there because she hasn't indicated that at all.
But I don't think that's something you're going to see in a spoiler anyway.
No, it won't be in a spoiler. That wouldn't
be. It could just be a rumor, guys.
What?
It could just be a rumor.
Oh, no, it could be a source. No, it's not. It could be a source as well. I mean, what do we know? But I'm going to be serious here for a minute. Maybe she has a source. How the hell do we know?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I mean, I don't know if she does or doesn't, but...
Maybe a canary told her, or a blue jay, or a robin. Personally, I listen to cardinals and parakeets, but that's just me.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Robin is alive. She could have told her.
There you go. See? now you see it my way. Or maybe Jake. Oh, no, wait. That's not possible because Hope's dead. Wait, sorry.
Was strange.
Hey.
Well, now I'm curious. Since I don't follow Twitter and I wouldn't have seen anything.
Hey, Carrie, are you in this album, too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
God darn it.
Yeah.
Just look in this album, look above.
So it's nice that we got Liaison in the promo for next week.
Oh,
yeah.
We finally have a promo with Liaison, and then I was like, wow.
And you know what? I'm sorry, but I'm going to say this, people. I feel like a couple.
Well, I'm planning them being on the screen sometime in the fairly near future. I don't want them to be together the last day the show ends.
Right, yeah. But just think, you know, like in 2006, you know, how much it was about, you know, Lucky and Sam, and they were both with them. And then everything happened with the Night of Fashion, and then they ended up together for a little while, you know, in 2007 and 2008, so. So, I mean, now that it's still about what Jason's with Sam, and then now Liz is supposedly with Elin, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Well, I hope not, because I'm not a big fan of Elin's. I like the guy, but I just don't see any chemistry between those two.
Yeah,
it's Ewan.
Ewan.
First of all, Ewan is not a threat to us or our couple, so it's just
He won't be there long, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Is he going to have to taking Kate off?
I know.
Yeah, but I also heard that Jason's delivering Sam's kid, and I'm like, ew!
What?
Oh no.
I don't believe
that's what people were saying.
Somebody's going to deliver the bastard.
Yeah, but not him.
Kelly. Why does it have to be Jason?
I know.
I agree.
Guys,
couldn't it be John McBain?
Well, yeah, I've heard that too. I've heard both versions. It's going to be McBain.
Okay.
Now
did Lucky see Steve say something in the background there?
I'm on our hearts.
Twitter account right now, and according to what I'm reading about Kelly, it says that she has concerns about the Cassadine blood disorder and that she's hearing that Chance Baby won't make it.
Oh,
too bad. Yeah. Too sad.
I read that too, yeah.
I'll have
to
worry.
We'll see.
I'll have a party.
Somebody seems to be getting tired of
Hey, you know something? What if she dies in childbirth and she leaves the show? That would be the best thing ever.
Wow.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. Then we have to have a special show.
Yep.
We'll
have a special show and I'll bring the tequila.
I have been trying to look for a couple of weeks now, high and low, to see if this that bitch has renewed her contract. I haven't been able to find it anywhere.
Does she have like an official website or something?
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Yeah. If you know what it is, it's called Playboy. You want to go see some new pictures? She's a nasty hoe.
No. I think she was talking about our hurt, wasn't you?
No, she was talking
no.
about
Kelly Monaco.
I got you, Kathy.
I can't keep up with you ladies. You're all over the place.
Hey, you know something? She's got quite the spread on Playboy, pardon the pun.
Oh, God.
She's got the spread.
Hey, I didn't do it. She did.
Oh, no.
It's all true. She's on there.
Well, I know that she did it, but I didn't know what her layout was.
If you wanted her layout there for you to see, just open the book.
Yeah, just go in. Go in there. You'll see it.
No, that's okay. I don't need... I see enough of Kelly on GH.
I love you, Steve. Are you back?
Sorry, guys. I hung up on you by accident.
Uh-huh. Do we really believe? Okay. And there are two people that is on hold. So if you want to press one, go ahead.
Christina's supposed to be back next week.
Oh, speaking of her, yeah, I cannot wait. I'm looking so forward to her coming on.
Yeah, I heard she's changed completely.
I know.
I think she's going to be great. Christina. I think she's going to be great.
She's going to be like Sonny Jr., but a female.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. That'll be different.
Oh, she'll give Alexis a heart attack for sure.
Oh, yeah. Remember when Sonny kept saying Alexis said to Sonny, if Steve ever finds out, we are both dead.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I'm thinking, unlike Sonny.
Girl.
That's about him trying to fix it so she gets into Yale.
Yep.
I'm excited to see the new actress and how she plays the role.
Yeah. I am too.
Yep. You guys.
What?
You know who's following me?
No.
Owen.
Oh, God. He must be listening to the show. We've got to talk nice about him.
Ewan. It's Ewan.
Okay. Well, I don't care who it was.
How about...
He probably hates his character's name, too.
How about Exit?
Exit.
You just call him Dr. Keenan.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
He's a riot.
Okay, Carrie, sweetie, what have you had to drink tonight? I do have those 2 bottles of wine, but I cannot find my wine coke for the life of me. I don't know where I put
the wine cork is on the bottle here.
Put it this way, you don't need an ID to what I have. Stone sober.
Me too.
Oh.
Well, we might not be.
See, she probably, when, I bet when Carrie drinks, she's like stone-faced, like stone-cold.
Oh, well.
You know, doesn't talk. But when she's not drinking, then she's on top of her game.
Yeah, I don't blow 15-point leads when I'm on my game.
I know, I can't believe they did that.
Let go of it, Carrie, let go of it, it's not healthy.
Yes, it's not healthy.
Did I ever say I was healthy?
No.
As you can see, I don't let go of things. Even from months ago.
Yeah, you don't. But Carrie, you know what I'm finding out? You and I are more alike than I thought, because I cannot let go of things from months ago either. You try and you try and you try, and then you think back on it, and then you think, holy shit, what in the fuck did I do this? You know?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. You know,
live and learn.
Yeah, live and learn, and then you...
Right in my 20s.
Some of us have lived longer than others and learned more than others, but we'll get there.
Well, wait, I love you, Steve. You sound young, by the way. I mean,
I'm in my 40s.
I miss that. I miss being in my 20s. I really do.
I know, me too. If I could go back and do my 20s over again, I would.
No, because in the when you're in your 20s, you can fuck your life up every which way, and it really doesn't matter, because you know you have, like, I don't know, 14 years to, like, not fuck it up anymore.
Yeah.
But when you have reached, like, 35, 36, then you are thinking, oh, whoops, whoops. Like the biggest one. No, I mean, I think the 20, you know what? I tell my nieces and nephew all the time, because my little niece is almost 10, said to me one day, goes, I cannot wait to be an adult. Move out on my own, you know, and I looked at her and I'm like, honey, no, you don't want to move out on your own. That means you have to pay your own bills. That means... a whole bunch of shit that you really don't want to deal with.
Yeah.
And she goes, and she cracked me up when she said this. She goes, yeah, but you just put everything on their credit card, and then their credit card man paid it off.
No.
I know, but
I have a question about today's show.
Okay.
Which one of these people are lying? Two people can't shoot out the tires.
I know. Who is?
I think Johnny's lying.
No, I think it's Connie.
I think it's Connie, too.
I think Johnny just said that to get at Anthony.
What Carrie's saying is she thinks Connie did it.
Yeah, I think Connie did it, too.
I think Johnny just said that because of the position he was in.
Yeah. It's almost as if he wants, like, he wants somebody to help him die. It's like he wants to commit suicide or something, but he just can't do it on his own, so he's wanting somebody else to do it for him.
All I know is the ABC board is just a flutter of, Taya, quit touching your stomach. And I'm like, why?
Have they seen Sam?
Does. I'm like, God.
But is the actress really pregnant in real life?
No.
Because she looks it.
Is she supposed to give birth around the same time that Sam does?
No.
Yeah.
Well, she's supposed to, but they're not the same length, because Sam is not as far... Taya is on target to give birth, but Sam isn't.
Okay.
Exactly. But they've made her bigger in the last week or so. Haven't you noticed? They gave her a bigger pad now.
They did, but then the other day when she was in the hospital, it looked like she had nothing.
Yeah,
they keep kind of changing it.
She probably forgets which one she needs to put on since she's never had a kid.
Well, because she's not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree either.
Yeah.
She looked more pregnant with her first pregnancy than she does now.
I do.
Yeah, she does.
But not to sound mean. I just want the pregnancy over and done with.
Yeah.
And, yep.
I agree.
I'm so sick and tired of hearing her about her and her kid. I'm sick and tired of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Everything's
yeah, I mean,
a big drama. She cries. I hope her kid screams at her the whole time after it's born. I hope it cries and keeps her up all day and all night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, you just reminded me, that's like what my mom said to my brother, because when my brother was like 12 and he was just getting into everything, and she tunes to him and said, when you're grown up, I hope you have a kid who's 30 times worse than you are. And, well, it happened. I mean, my nephew's great. But he gets himself into trouble like my brother did. And
how old's
and
your nephew?
My nephew is, six. Six going on 15, I swear. These kids growing up, I mean, they grow up so fast and they are so smart. And they know how to work a computer by the age of, what, 2 or 3? I mean...
Right. But what, I mean, do they reprimand them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, the timeout place, yeah.
Oh, timeout isn't nothing. You just sit there and get bored.
Oh, well, yeah, but, I mean, I think... You know, they don't believe in spanking unless it's really, really, really...
Oh, I never spank. Oh, I spanked my daughter once, and she kept moving her butt out of the way, so I never could really do anything. She was making me madder, and so I just gave up, but...
But, you know, it's like my dad said, you know, kids are going to go through the stage. Well, they don't want to listen. They want to test to the limits, and that's what he does. He tests the limit. He goes all the way to the limit. He doesn't stop, which I think is, you know, kind of funny when I'm over there. I'm, like, laughing, and my brother's like, be quiet. Like, so who did this remind you of? He's like, do you want me to feed you tonight, or do you want to go home? I'm like, okay, fine, Carly, be quiet. Carly won't say another word. But, you know, I mean, you know, but my little nephew reminds me so much of Jake, except he's not blonde hair and blue eyes. And, see, that's what I was doing my little reenactment with when, you know, Jake supposedly died. I made my little niece and my little nephew, and I'm like, okay, you guys, we're going to play this game. We're going to see if you can go out of my apartment. Yeah, but you're only supposed to go out to the door because I want to see if you can open the door by yourself because it's a really big door. And they both need help with it. And I'm like, uh-huh. And they go, Ann Carly, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm trying to reenact something, you guys. I will tell you when you're older. But for my reenactment, there is no way they could open that door by himself. So, you know, ABC, you know, and when we find out that kid is alive, Carly, when we find out this kid is alive, you know, won't we be saying, oh, my God, how did that happen?
Well, I don't know what the big deal is. It's only a 4-year-old. He's not really that important. Not like he's a legacy character or anything.
Yeah, I mean, not because he was from two prominent families after all. I mean,
oh, he was?
You know,
who's the prominent families?
I mean, you take the Star situation, okay? Yeah, okay, Star and Cole, but can you really say that was a legacy? Well, you can and you can't. There's, you know, two sides to that because you just can't.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think they had to kill Hope either, but Hope and Jake do not have the same relevance as each other. It's apples and oranges.
Exactly.
Now, if they bring her back, that's fine. I don't think the kid should have died for crying out loud either, but I mean, she doesn't have the same importance in Port Charles that Jake does.
She had an importance in Landview, but this
is I mean, she's important to her parents, but I'm saying Jake is a legacy character to the fabric of General Hospital. To
and
whom
we're on
all
General
connected.
Hospital now. This is
a
different
story. But you
story.
Know, wait a minute. This is another thing. Thanks for reminding me. I wish people would stop calling them One Life to Live characters. They are General. When they step foot on Port Charles, they're now General Hospital characters. Why do people feel the need to differentiate?
I agree with you, Carrie,
Yeah.
They are One Life to Live characters. I don't look at them, oh, my God, One Life to Live, like they're the ugly redheaded stepchildren crying out loud.
Yeah. They make such a big deal out of it, like, oh, my God, they're taking
I
over
think they're
our
they're blending in nicely with everybody
I
else.
Do, too. I think they're a good addition. They're
Wait
talented.
So let's take Star, Todd, and Taya off, and let's, you know who I think needs more screen time that doesn't have enough? Kelly Monaco. Let's put her on some more because she's
oh
really lacking.
Carrie,
I mean,
I think Carrie joined the other team. I think you joined the other team.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
I live in
I live in Massachusetts. That's acceptable here.
Oh, my goodness.
In all seriousness, why do people keep calling them One Life to Live? They are General Hospital characters now. Do we call Dolores and Lady in White the I don't know where they came from characters when they stepped foot? Did we make a big deal about Dolores, Lady in White, Maggie? Let's see, who else is here?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the Lady in White.
Ethan was a new character. Let's put it this way. If soaps didn't integrate new characters, they'd be extinct because all the old people are dead.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
You really are wild tonight, dear, but I got to agree with you.
I mean, like I said, they brought six new characters in that we didn't know who the fuck they were, but at least half of us knew who the Mannings and Taya are. Oh, wait. Dante and Olivia were new, too. Did we say, damn these Bensonhurst people, why don't they go away? Actually, I did, but whatever. But,
well, this,
some
I
people,
mean, this...
Some people don't know their One Life
wait a minute.
Characters.
Ray
some people don't
Ray,
know that.
When Ray,
do,
Cummings,
yeah.
when Ray Cummings came over as Skye's mother, she went through all the ABC soap operas. I don't remember this big hullabaloo. Oh, my God, she was on One Life to Live. She was on All My Children.
And I know, you're right.
And
some
people on all three shows, too.
Who's that?
Some people are lost, though. Some people don't know these people came from One Life to Live.
But what
and
I'm
they
saying
just think
is,
they're new characters.
Some of them don't, but most of us do. Even if you didn't watch One Life to Live, who doesn't know who Todd Manning is?
My boyfriend's mother.
That's right, Candace. Skye Chandler went on all three. Did you hear back in the day people were bitching about, oh, my God, get this One Life to Live, All My Children character off? No. I don't remember a big uproar about it.
Well, my boyfriend's mother said she doesn't like the new characters. She doesn't like all these new characters coming. I don't like all these new people.
But that's part of it, because like I said...
We 732, you're on the air?
Yeah, hi. This is... I've joined before, or I'm not sure if I joined the show or... Christy's show. This is Sammy Mammy. I just had a call in. Carrie, you're on a roll tonight. I normally just... Listen,
I would like to apologize that Zayn is gone and she left me the keys.
Oh, no, that's okay. But I just have to say, I have to disagree with you because I watched One Life to Live and I loved all those characters on One Life to Live. But after seeing Sean and all the characters they kind of threw in this week, I feel they're doing a disservice to General Hospital, because where's Monica? Where's Edward? Where's Bobby? Where's I mean?
Those people wouldn't be there. First of all, they're not there. They're not there because of the One Life to Live characters.
Right.
No, exactly. But they
are getting more airtime.
That's my point. They're not taking away those three characters on One Life to Live are not taking the General Hospital airtime away. because Kelly Monaco, I'm going to tell you something, Kelly Monaco needs to take less time because someone a few months ago did a study. I don't know if you're familiar. A few months back, there was a woman since 2009. Everybody else's screen time went down. Kelly Monaco's is the only one that went up. Stephen Moe and everybody else went down. Skank Hall went up.
Yep. I totally agree with you. I am not a Sam fan, so I totally agree.
Okay, good. Good, but, because that would be a really weird for you calling in a daytime after dark fast radio.
Explain. Yeah. My name has been with me. My daughter is now 13, and what happened was I was on a motherboard, and it was I named myself Sammy Mammy because my daughter's name is Samantha. And that's
right. Sammy Mammy. I
remember hearing you talk.
Do you go on a road to nowhere?
Yeah, I go on everything.
I've seen you on there before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm everywhere.
Because if you think about it, Monica disappeared before most of the one. Like ever since Monica's been on, after she stopped bashing Liz, Monica was off the screen before Taya even got there. I don't know where Monica is myself.
Yeah.
But in other words, Taya didn't come and take so-and-so's minutes because Monica's been missing for weeks before Taya even showed up.
So much airtime lately. And honestly, I could care less about their airtime. What they're showing on the screen, even Kate, I'm just done with it. I'm so
I'll agree with Kate. Kate needs to wrap.
And even,
yeah, they are wrapping that pretty soon, though.
Even Maxie, because now they're dragging that on too long. I mean, I was glad that they kind of gave her a reprieve, and now they're bringing her back with the black eye. Okay, we got it now. Move on.
See, and I think Sean is pointless.
He is.
So was his
TJ.
He's barely even on. It's like, what's the point?
Honestly, I thought they were fired off the show because once they came back on the show, I said, holy moly, they're not playing these characters
anymore.
Well,
he went and did a movie, so he was off for a period of time. But, I mean, I just don't see his character and the kid being really useful.
Yeah.
Other than bringing Molly back so they could have a little take-to-take.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like, what's the point?
I mean,
leave Molly away.
If you think about it, Sam's going to have more airtime because now she's up Johnny's ass and Jason's ass. So she gets more screen time than anybody because she's got two leading men.
Carrie, you are no more. I love you. But
Sam is going to be with John and Jason for the foreseeable future. So what does that mean?
No.
She is, but what I'm saying is a fact. She's still married to Jason, so she's going to be in some of his scenes.
Well, yeah,
but
because
then
she, you know. But she's living in a dungeon hotel. I mean, she's not spending any of Jason's money.
But my point is...
Oh, come on, man. See, all we have. Because that bitch...
I know. I'm being facetious, folks.
Oh, sorry.
But what I'm saying is the character of Sam McCall is between two men.
Guys, we have 773, I think, Alyssa. Is that
where the hell have you been?
I'm sorry. This phone is like the area code that I'm in is crazy.
It's the area code's fault now.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, Sam. Okay,
Carrie, you need to get this caller under control. She's a wild woman tonight.
Elise.
Carrie. What drugs have you taken today, Minnie?
Not a vitamin C drop. No, I just I look at it as, to me, the show as a whole is better because it was unwatchable before 3 months ago. And I don't care if you bring all my children, Oakdale, Pine Valley, or Bay City.
Right.
I agree with you there. It is better.
It was completely trash.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was garbage.
Well, we can see that these guys are improving if the ratings went up.
They went up. Did everybody see the ratings are up? And I also
heard that liaison days were the highest.
They did Monday through Thursday. They did all 1.9, and Friday was a 1.8.
You guys, we have another caller. Terry has finally fucking showed up to the fucking party. Okay,
Hello?
And so he has Liz on radio. Okay, both of you are on my shit list, but you guys have missed the funnest show ever, right, you guys?
Who's saying hello?
Carrie!
We hear you.
Hello?
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 Okay.
Why not?
Okay,
you?
Okay, you guys.
I'm not going to stay on for very long because I'm not in a very good mood tonight. So I just had myself some yogurt. I'm not been eating really bad today. And when you get kind of bummed out and
don't apologize. I mean, okay, you had yogurt. It's better than cookie dough ice cream with
I had some cookie dough on top of it. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
You guys, we also have the Grey Raven Radio who finally decided to make an appearance. And would everyone tell Raven what a great job I've been doing tonight? What a great kind of crazy service has been.
She's coming back to restore order. Is that what this is going on?
No. Raven knows she cannot restore order of the show when she, is like almost an hour and a half late.
Say something like we might have a show where we're still going to do that when I come over?
We are going to get totally fucking
packed. We're going to have a drunk show.
Yes, we are.
We might have
So you guys... You guys get ready for call.
Yeah,
yes,
sorry,
that's okay. We've been off topic all night. Okay. So yeah, Carrie, who would you like to sleep with or go to coffee with on any show?
On any show? There's so many.
I know, but...
There is so many. Probably... you know what? Maybe Damon on The Vampire Diaries.
Yes, Damon, yes.
Oh, okay.
Damon, he's such a bad boy, but underneath it all, he's a good guy, you know?
Who would I
dream about him all the time. Now you have
I've been dreaming about both of them lately. Remember, I'm the biggest slut.
I know. Just the sandwich. You're the sandwich maker. You're the meat between them.
Okay.
You're the meat between them. Oh, you know what? Speaking of that, you know what's funny? I was listening to Mark. This is funny. I was listening to Mark and Brian.
Yeah, this is funny, you guys.
Okay, hold on. I was listening to Mark and Brian on my way home, my way to work this morning, and they were talking about, they had this list. All the time they have these, like this time it was a list of, like, the sexiest things that guys like, you know, whatever, from women. And they like text, like sexy text, but not a lot of sex, just like, you know, subtle sexy text. And one of the co-hosts of the show, he would go shopping after where he calls his wife, and we have him for dinner. And, because he likes to cook, you know, so he needed to know if he needed to go buy food for dinner. And his wife goes, text him, can we have it for dinner? And she says, why don't we eat each other? But the text did not go to him. It went to their son, their 24-year-old son. Why don't we go eat each other? And I don't know if anybody is hearing me because some people are giggling tonight. Yeah. So, could you imagine getting a text from your wife or husband, or you know, from your mother or father? Can we eat each other? I don't think that's gonna. Yeah. So.
Okay. Right. Okay. You know, my parents will probably be very capable of that. Okay.
So you know what? Though you gotta be careful when you're 10 protect other people. Because I was in a restaurant one day, and my nieces were texting each other, and I got a text, and it was about me. I go, "What is this text?" They're like, they're literally texting each other about me. It ended up going to be by accident. Oh my god.
Hey,
okay, you know what? I think I better get off now because I don't. Everybody's just out of sorts now. It's all giggly, all giggles and stuff.
Okay,
so.
You know what? Okay, I cannot win with you.
You know what? So what? You know what? You know what I did today at work? I did something really stupid. Okay, the teacher told me to go make sure the door is locked. You know, out. I'm a blonde. I got blonde hair too. Okay, so she told me to go outside to make sure the door's locked. I stupidly closed the door and locked myself out of the room. And they looked, and they were like, "Hey, what are you doing?" I'm like, "Well, it's just, I'm blonde. Dumb blonde thing happened today, so." I'm going to live that down at work. I'm literally not going to be able to live that down. I'm just not the guy at work that I'm going to be teasing you all the time about that. I felt like an idiot. I fucking locked myself out of the room.
Oh,
I'm
all wrong, Candace.
Yeah.
What am I missing? Am I missing something tonight?
We've been
so
all night.
I feel like I'm coming at the last end of a joke or something.
Yeah. Well,
I feel like I'm coming at the last end of, like, you know, yeah.
We've been silly all night.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been kind of crazy.
Yeah, yes. Hey, this is Jason. I guess they're having their scenes on Monday, so I saw the preview.
Yes.
Next week, okay. And, man, I feel like, can we start back up on the show? Can I call back, like, in the beginning of the show? No, I'm kidding.
Is there a restart button on this shit?
I'm going to have to listen. I'm going to have to go back and listen to what the heck has been happening.
Yeah, I missed something, too.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to go to the computer right now, and I'm going to go replay the show because you're having way too much fun.
Yeah,
Harley, you're not supposed to have this much fun on the show without me.
Hey, you know what?
It would have been fun with you there. It would have been fun with you.
Well,
yeah.
You know, it's too bad I kind of had a show on last Saturday. Because I totally would have called her.
Oh, God, yeah. She was drunk. But she didn't drive drunk. No, she walked across the street drunk.
Yeah, it was a party across the street. And I'm calling her on the phone, and I'm, like, laughing in my head. I laugh way too much. So if we have a show when I go there and we're drunk, and I totally laugh uncontrollably, that's because I'm drunk. Like, you say anything to me, and I'll think it's funny. Yeah. If you go play one of our, because when I was there last summer, if you go play one of our shows back in August last summer, it sounded like we were totally drunk, but we were not drunk.
We were not drunk.
She's in the background, like, laughing so hard. She's throwing the phone on the floor. Accidentally,
I had the phone.
Camera.
Oh, my God. That was,
You think we were totally drunk, but we were not. Could you imagine when we are drunk? We're probably going to not be able to get through the show.
Oh, my God. Now we won.
Okay. You know, I need to go and have a shower, so. Yeah, and
Willie, so is it gonna be steamy or mixed?
Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna get off the show because I don't know. I feel like I hate this feeling of coming into the last end of a joke or something or whatever. You know, so.
Are you gonna call me before you go to bed?
I don't know what the heck's going on and. You know, so.
Are you going to call me before you go to bed?
I don't know. I'm really tired. I took a little tiny cat nap today, but I'm really tired, so I don't know.
Okay, well, if I don't talk to you, then call me on your way to work.
Okay, whatever. Funny. Okay, bye. Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Carrie.
Bye.
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 Okay, but it's on my deal. You still here?
What in the world?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. You've got me coughing so bad here.
Oh. I could not. Who's got you coughing?
I could not breathe. I'm laughing so hard. I'm dying here.
I was coughing.
I didn't know you could type when you got tears running down your face.
I got my cream
Carly,
on my face. I'm gonna have to wash my face again.
Me.
The cream.
You started it by opening up the floor.
Opening up the floor? Why, you want to crawl through it?
Oh, Mandy, you're killing me.
Oh, God. That's
no, Connie
cool.
did it.
Yeah.
Callie did it.
Yeah, my DID personality was laughing.
For real.
Okay, you guys. Okay.
It wasn't Shiloh. It was Shiloh.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, by the way. Okay, Christy, are you here? Ladies on radio.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I didn't know Christy
yeah,
was here.
Commentate on your insanity and your hyperness.
Christy, I've been thinking you should go out with him more often because I have made this show the young and the sexy, the young and the slutty.
It's
very unstructured. That's all I can tell you.
Christy, I'm so glad you called in tonight or something.
Really, I like y'all to roll me up one and send me one.
Okay, you know what? When we were laughing at how you guys, I almost could not believe. I could not breathe. I'm like, this is amazing to be here, you know. But, Christy, you missed a little game tonight.
Oh, my God. What was the game?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, who would you want to go to bed with or have coffee with on any soap or prime time soap?
Oh, God.
That's just one of the questions.
Oh, that's just one of the questions.
I got to say, nobody mentioned Daniel because he must be half from Days of Our Lives.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. Okay, he's like my number eight.
Okay.
he's a cutie.
Yeah.
And see, I would have picked Steve Burton as a friend because I think he's hysterical as a person.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
Mm.
I like Danny from Guiding Light.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with Jason Thompson because I've always wanted to meet him, and he's really hot. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll take Nathan Parsons.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, he's cute. He's a cutie.
He is, by the way, yeah, Zayzon, we do miss you, but, you know, if you have to stay down in New Orleans for another week, you so will survive through me.
I wouldn't leave us without adult supervision. That's not a good idea.
It's a comedy show. It's a comedy show.
Okay, but you guys, I have to bring my A game on Wednesday night, so none of this.
Depends who calls in.
Nobody starts going doo doo doo.
My God.
I might end up, you know. I don't know. You've got me fried already, and it's only what, an hour into the show? Not even an hour.
And I called late. Don't blame me.
yeah. Well, okay. Where were you, Boston? Yeah, Boston, Celtic, little fan. Where were you when we were having fun? No, you were watching the sad baseball game.
Yeah,
basketball.
See?
Oh my God.
I'm committing a lot of personal. I guess I'm committing a lot of personal fouls.
But by the way, Christy, I will miss you for me, but I did miss you a little tonight, just a little, because I was kind of having fun on my own. See? So if you don't want to do like Grey's on Radio next week, if you want to take a 5-hour coma nap, don't worry. Call me real fit. Call me real make you so slutty and trampy and everything that is, every nothing that is stuck. So, you know, I might have to, you know, sing my Samsung, which I'm working on a new edition, by the way, you guys.
Did you do it tonight?
No,
she hasn't sang anything yet.
No, I haven't had really time to get, come go over, like, but the next installment, think the Night of Passions / her fucking her daddy, stepdaddy, yeah.
She did, she did that?
Yep.
When? I didn't see it. Explain it. I don't understand.
Don't even start. I'm going to step away from the phone for a minute.
Isn't it a little too late for that? I think that jackass already left the barn. Oh, and by the way, it's Mini Pearl, not August Fresh, so just in case anybody gets it confused.
Wait, but August is still on here, right?
Yes, I don't know. You still are? I didn't kill you yet?
No.
It's you. I was looking for you.
I know you were. And I'm right here. You are
Hello. No, okay. Oh, I am not in my DVR. Okay. Hi. By the way, I am out of my TiVo, by the way, you guys, because I had that Lionel Rissi thing on TiVo, right? So I had that fucking thing recorded, and it lasted for like 4 weeks. And maybe, Mr. Stupid idiot that I am, I forgot to tell the TiVo, keep it until I delete it, because I had too many guys done things on my TiVo. And so it went away. So now I have to wait when it comes on again. But I love Lionel Rissi. So, Lionel, if you're listening, hello? Yes. You
hello,
come
yeah, that's
on
my
show.
That's my favorite song. Hello? Dancing on the ceiling, too.
Yes. And I think that's what we've been doing tonight. You know what? I think...
And yeah, we're going to dance on the ceiling when Endless Love comes on our screen.
I think when Laura comes on, you guys, we should tell her that we need to buy like 5,000 bottles of wine from her company, Stanley's son.
5,000? Oh, my word.
I'm going to order some when I move to Arizona and I can get some from her.
Arizona is nice, okay? Arizona has perfect weather. Okay.
They're hating it. It's 100 degrees already there.
Wait.
My girlfriend said it was 102 yesterday.
Yeah.
Something
like
that.
It's only May. Wow.
Yeah,
but it's not like it is in Massachusetts when it gets hot. It's not humid.
It's still 102, though.
But it's not that bad, I don't think. When I was there in August, it was like 103 or something like that, but I didn't mind it as much as I mind it at home when it's hot.
Hey, 102 is 102.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
yeah.
I have a little air conditioning thing that... My dad got me Bose or whatever. And he had to put it back up because in the wintertime, well, you don't really need the air conditioning. You need, like, the blankets and the electric blankie. Oh, yeah, I'm telling everyone, you guys, so I'll go buy electric blankets because They are very, very nice and very comfortable and very warm. And just remember to turn your electric blanket off when you leave for the day. Yes.
I never had an electric blanket. That just freaks me out, sleeping with electricity.
Did you have electricity?
Well, okay, Silo, I cannot control Carrie tonight.
Nobody can. She's uncontrollable.
It's called me.
Oh, my God. Okay. Carrie, you said you need to have a little bathroom break. Yeah, okay. And Christy?
She's sending you to the bathroom instead of the corner, Carrie.
No, I don't want her to have a grandma. Yeah, I don't want her to have a grandma. That's all I'm going to say, bud. Christy, love you, Steve says, hey, Christy. Tyler says we missed you.
Well, can I have a grandfather? Can I have a grandfather then?
Thank you. The John, Carrie.
No, what if I prefer the Jason?
All right, go to the Jason then. Oh, my word.
Wait,
I'll leave John for, John, Sam can have John. I'll take Jason.
Okay, wait, so I should apologize to Billy. I must total control of the story. I'm okay with it.
I'm enjoying
it. Yeah. Now, Christy, I need your advice. So I delete the story after. So I just let it go. I'm like, how crazy I am.
I don't know. I can't tell if you all are drunk or just really high off sugar or something.
None of the above. I can't speak for anybody else, but none of the above.
Carrie.
Huh? That's what you get for not having a co-host.
Carrie went on a roll from the time she came into the room, Chris.
It's called a torpedo roll. Try and make one.
This was the most fun tonight. I never stopped laughing.
You know what? I mean, yeah, I thought about it today when I was getting my pizza, my nice, extra pepperoni, mushroom, olive, extra olive pizza, and I thought, okay, we could talk about what we always talk about, the soaps, and Carrie and I could get in a disagreement about Zeke, the real about Zeke, because
we still could. You want to?
Carrie,
He's dead. Give it up. He's not a legacy character. He's dead. Get over it. Try.
Carrie. Okay, I am never going to get over it. He is not dead. Someone, I believe that someone has him. Okay, Carrie, okay, you can say that about any other non-legacy baby, like,
Carly's going to mute you, Carrie.
And you know something? And you know something? Carly probably had something to do with it, too.
Okay, Carrie, I do not want to mute you. I really don't want to mute you. I really, really, really don't want to mute you. But since I forgot what I forgot what fucking area code you are in, and like I don't want to mute someone else, because I'm really not paying attention. Oh my God, you
Carrie,
guys,
you definitely
I've
know how to dish out the crap. That's for sure.
Oh yes. Oh,
everybody take a night to love you, Steve.
Oh, my God, did we make him leave? Oh, God, now we didn't make him leave, did we?
It's a her, by the way.
Okay. We did not make him, I was dying, Steve, but I hope we didn't make him leave.
We're all on drugs.
Yeah. Roll me up a blunt, send me one.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh boy.
Really,
like, you know what?
It's a girl.
Oh, yeah, fine. You know what?
Yeah.
I have a lot of things in my head, okay? I have a lot of things in my head that I have to remember.
Yeah.
My love for every day is, you know, I'm so
You better keep some things in your head straight.
You know what my life was like? I gambled money, came a concussion or something, and not remembering things. That's like my worst fear scenario. Like, if I got hit in the head or if I got, you know, unconscious or whatever, that's what I would forget about. I'm like, okay, yeah, I mean, oh my God, if Carly got, you know, concussion and couldn't remember things, that would be very, you know, bad. I mean, I'm so
wait till you get to be my age. You'll forget shit.
For sure, me too.
You know, what is it about people losing their, okay, if people losing their house key, is that a sign of, like, oh, crap, something, you know, or is it
we'll
like.
It.
No,
we'll
just means, it just means you forgot it for the day.
Yeah.
How about if you have a mother that drives a car and doesn't have a house key and then bitches when she can't get in the house? And said mother goes out for a phone charger and comes home with a Kia Optima.
Okay, we have a, okay.
That's Carrie's
Okay, 773, you on the air?
Oh, it's me again, Carly.
Okay.
Alva, where are you? Where have you been?
Yeah, Alva, where am I here? How have you been, Alva?
Just
I don't know
what that,
Alva. Okay, Alva, I don't know what it is about you, but when you come on, I'm thinking, oh, now I have to be proper. I don't know why. I think it's about your voice. But no, I've lost all sense.
I can't say I've lost
all sense of sensibility.
Obviously, it didn't work well for me.
Oh,
boy.
Oh my
Alva,
God, you guys.
Wait, you're a nurse. Can you administer a sedative?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, Alva.
Alva, I'm going to give you something.
Alva, I think I need something, too. I really think I need, like, a sedative right now.
I'm just sitting here reading my book.
See, I'm not disturbing you, am I?
Oh, Candace.
Read it out loud.
Okay, Candace, do you still have those wonderful painkillers? Do you have, like, some painkillers left from, like...
I actually have more now. I have more now because of my doctor.
What?
You have to give me more.
Well, okay, what are you taking?
I'm taking the painkillers that for the lymph nodes. I'm taking that, but they wore me off of the other two medicines.
Did they give you like Vicodin? Oh, any good stuff? Cause I think I need a Vicodin right now. I need a bow, you guys. We are going into overtime. Okay, remember? Okay, remember from Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, Laura White is in the house. And Laura, if you're listening, we love you. Great job this week. Hope you still want to come on the show after you hear this episode. Yeah.
You guys are just making me laugh. You don't even have to say anything funny. I'm just laughing my ass off.
Well, you know what?
Hey,
like,
Carl, is that 7 o'clock Central?
Oh, no, 7 o'clock Pacific.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Those 7, yes. And okay, if so most of my regulars, let me know who wants to talk to Laura and who doesn't. Kathy, I'm putting you on first, but people did not need to know that, but I'm putting you on first.
I got to think of something to ask her. Or maybe
because when we get into Carly arguments on the show, you're the one that backed me up. So therefore, you get to talk a little first.
That means Alicia has to go last.
Oh, my God. Okay. I like Alicia. Except she's opinionated, and I'm opinionated.
Oh, my God, Carrie. You cracked me up.
Okay, Carrie. Carrie, okay. Now, when you were growing up, did your mom put you in time out ever? Were you just like the kid that got grounded for you? Because that was me. I got grounded for a straight year. Well, my parents said I was grounded for a
year. I got grounded for a crooked year.
Oh, my gosh. She apologized for those who are listening. If I want something.
Shiloh just turned into Alicia.
Oh,
grounded for a year. That just cracked
me up. No, I did. Because I thought it would be a great idea. My brothers and I did this, and my mom stared to the day. Had not forgave us, but we decided that we will have a water balloon fight in the house. Yes, you're hearing right, in the house. Because it was too hot outside, so we thought if we have it inside, we will cool down. And
how old were you when you did this? 18, did you say?
No, I did this. We were like 14. I was 14, but my older brother was 16. And I remember, I'm like, you said we won't get in trouble. He like, trust me. Mom and Dad are not going to come home for at least a couple hours.
Carly, let me say, when somebody tells you up front, trust me, tells all sorts of flights. Don't listen.
I know, but he was my older brother. I didn't know that. No, we were fought. We were doing this water balloon fight. And then my older sister came in the room and goes, what are you two doing? Nigga, we are having a water fight in the house. And she's like, okay, well, can I have a balloon? And it was awesome. We got the whole kitchen floor soaking wet. And then my little brother decided to put dishwashing soap on the floor.
Well, see, they were multitasking. You were having fun and you were washing the floor at the same time. That's pretty good.
Well, except the fun ended when I twisted my ankle because I went down because of the soap. And then my mom came home and goes, who did this? And my older sister and my little brother threw me and my brother under the bus. We got thrown out of the, you know, and they go, we didn't know. Yeah, I remember. They go, yeah, well, we walked into this. They started it. So
I hope it was Palmolive so at least your skin was soft.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Christy, what are you doing in New Orleans tonight? Are you like, are you going to go get drunk or something?
No.
I'm just chilling out at my best friend's house, Katrina's house. So my friend Katrina's getting married in August, so I have another reason to come back.
Yay.
To go to this summer.
Now, how long did it take you? How long did you have to ride the train?
It seemed terrible.
Like 18 hours. From like 9 o'clock last night Central Time until 3:30 this afternoon.
Oh my!
Yeah.
I know how miserable that is.
Yeah, I mean.
I think it was sleep, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, if you don't have a sleeper car for that, it really sucks.
No,
I have to travel by train 3 days.
So I might as well just fly the plane. So, no. It's okay, though. They give you a footrest and they give you, a little leverage, like, put your legs on. There's this thing that comes up under the seat. You can rest your legs on that and try to get in somewhat of a sleeping position.
Wow.
You know what? This is so off topic, but it's a funny one.
No, the train.
Okay. I think the only good reason to go to the hospital, like the municipal, is going to be really bad. about what I'm about to say. The only good thing about going to the hospital or the emergency room is the nice blankets. You know, those nice toasted blankets.
My favorite part is the 5-hour waits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I try to grease the emergency women. I try to grease $5 to the nurse one night because I was really sick. I needed to be seen right away. I was not good. And so I'm like, okay, here's $5. You know. Yeah, but they did not take my money. Oh, and by the way, you guys, if you get a tetanus shot, I'm just telling you, the next day you almost, as I do, I mean, not bad, but, you know.
It's not bad.
Yeah. But
it sucks if you get it in the arm that you dry with.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I was getting my shot, you know, I scream. I go, this is funny. I'm like, Jason and Liz need to be together. And I don't know why I said that during my thought, but I just thought that might calm me down, and it did. But, you know, you guys, I was 21 years overdue for a tetanus shot. So But you're supposed to get them, like, every 10 years. I'm like,
I know. But who keeps track after X amount of years?
I don't know. I mean,
especially when you're older, you forget.
Well, because my mom works in the medical field, and I go to a doctor, and one day she asked me, and she goes, out of curiosity, when was the last time you had your tetanus shot? And I tried to lie to my mother. I know that was wrong. I'm like, Mom, I think it was last year, yeah. And because I didn't want to go through it. And then she looked at my file with, you know, I told her she could, whatever. And she goes, she's like, no, honey, it has been since 1991. And then she goes, oh, by the way, why aren't you not getting the flu shot? I'm like, Mom, when I was 15, remember we came home from the flu shot, I had 103 temperature, and I was in the bathroom all night throwing up. She goes, oh, yeah, okay. So, yeah. But so I'm making a public service announcement that people should have it, they should not wait 21 years to do it because that
no,
is a very...
No, actually, check with your mom, Carly, because I heard the last time I got mine was that they were now starting to put that information in a global, like, database. So no matter where you are, if you need it, they can go in and check when you had your last shot.
Because
people don't remember that kind of shit.
No, I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, Alva, is Alva still here?
What, me?
Alva.
Here.
Okay, Alva. So you are in the medical field. Why do we really need the tetanus shot? I mean, what did it really do for us besides poke us in the arm and poke us? Yeah. Okay, maybe Alva has.
Okay, it prevents lockjaw.
What?
Oh, okay.
Well,
that's what I heard
that.
tetanus shots were for, is it prevents, like, if you step on a rusty nail and stuff like that can kill you.
That's supposed to rusty nails to be on the floor.
Well, I agree,
I know,
but, you know, my sister stepped on one. Yeah.
Ow.
I did when I was young. I stepped on one when I was young.
Yeah, she was in her teen years. I was younger than her, so it was like, she's like, and I'm like, what? She said, I think I just stepped on a nail, and she picked up her foot, and I'm like,
No.
okay.
Well,
my
I mean,
doctor said hello. My doctor has said hello. I forgot to tell you earlier. My doctor Ryan Morgan. I love the fact I got a doctor named Ryan Morgan. Love it.
Have you told him about you, the homo, Jason Morgan Engel? Have you embarrassed yourself to that level, saying?
Do you know that I had General Hospital on while he was talking to me? Because he has a TV. He has a TV in the office because when he, like, gives, you know, the patients needles and stuff, I'm afraid of needles, so I need something to look at.
Oh,
so
that's
while,
a cool idea.
That is.
Yeah, so he has, like, he also has, like, an MP3 player, and he explained that. He said it gets the patient's mind off of the pain. And I was like, okay. So I went to General Hospital, and when he told me what he told me and everything, and then I said something to him. I said, oh, by the way, you know, today is Friday. And he started laughing. He was like, oh, do you have to call into that show? I was like, yeah. He's like, well, at least you're not in the emergency room. I was like,
Oh, my God, you still have Dr. Morgan and Curtis the Pride appearance. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay, guys, I'm going to head out. I got to go catch my breath.
Carrie,
yeah,
why didn't you leave me?
I got a few things I got to do, and I'll talk to you all later.
Carrie, go to this album.
Yeah, all right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye,
all
Carrie.
Right,
bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm going to head out, too. I got to work tomorrow, so I'm going to go ahead and night, you guys.
Are you in a party, Popo, Rachel?
I have to get up at 5 in the morning.
Ooh.
It is late, dear. I know you guys stay up till 4
yeah,
or 5
East
or
Coast
6.
Coast.
Yeah, I'm
not
stay
me.
Up, so
I don't stay till 5 or 6. I don't make it that long. Or do
no.
I?
Well, like the last couple of nights I've been off, so I've been up until like 3, 3.30 in the morning, and now I have to try to get to bed.
Yeah. No,
but,
I don't blame
right,
you.
Night, guys.
Night.
I'm going to head out to... Everybody had a great one. I can't wait till Wednesday. Shiloh, look in the album.
All right. All right. I'm out of the chat room. I'm out of everything. So if you have anything.
I'm in the chat room.
I'm not.
Nothing.
I got out of everything.
I got to go too, guys.
Oh my God.
Oh, what, Carly? I don't see anything.
What
am I looking for?
Where your name is in the chat box, DM box.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Party people.
Where's Alba?
I'm here.
Oh, good.
Yay!
I want Alba to leave.
Well, you know, it's funny because, Carrie, well, Raydonna's still here, Cyril.
Oh, crap. Oh, what? Yeah, what?
Okay. So, Silo, are you going right to bed, or are you going to stay up for a while, or what?
I'm going to go to bed here in the next probably 10 minutes or so.
Wow.
Callie,
I think I'll go to bed, too.
I don't stay up late here.
Callie, I think I'll go to bed, too. I'm only kidding.
Kathy?
Hey, Carly. Carly?
Yes?
I think I can tell everybody now. What do you think?
Yes,
oh,
please.
Oh, what?
Yeah, please.
Is there something?
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's news. We have, well, I have news.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. Well, okay. We've been having fun tonight, so now I gotta make it sad, huh?
No, they have a right to know. They love you as much as I do, so tell them.
Okay, so you guys are like my family. I'm going to be honest. You guys are my family. And
we love
I
you,
love
Candace.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah?
Okay, so today I went to the doctor's because, if you guys remember, I've been having all these kind of issues with my health.
Right.
So today I went to the doctor's, and it turns out that I might or may not have lung disease.
Type of lung disease.
Well, they
wow.
said, yeah, they said because I had lymph nodes, like oversized, enlarged lymph nodes. I've had
right.
Right. you know, throughout my body, and they did an X-ray, and of course, it's still around in my chest area near by my heart, and which I haven't had any problems with, but they also saw some around my lungs. So they want me to go ahead and see a preliminary to see what's the deal. Now, right now, they just said I have enlarged lymph nodes and swollen glands because I still have my throat infection. But they want to make sure that it's not a scoliosis. They said it's possibly a scoliosis. If it is scoliosis, let me get this right, then it's, 6 months to a year that I have to, you know, take medication. It's like a type of cancer, in other words.
Okay.
So right now we don't know what's going on. I won't know anything until I see the specialist, which I think is next week.
Okay.
So I called Carly up first, and when I say first, she knew before my own family knew. And and I called my family up, and obviously we talked, and then I was like, I said to Carly, I was like, I don't know, should I say something on the show tonight about it? And because, like I said, you guys are my family, and,
yeah,
you know.
I told you, so, I mean, I would not bring it up, but I saw Sisu because, you
right.
know, we have
right.
become a little family, and, you know.
Well, it sounds like she's doing fairly well in handling all this. I take that as that true.
Yeah. Well,
okay,
yeah. Well, when my doctor told me lung disease, and I'm not going to even lie, even though General Hospital was on, all I could focus was lung disease.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
then
right.
he then I said, well, how is that possible? Because I'm not a smoker. You know, I
was just
going to
ask that.
You know,
yeah.
like, I don't hang around. None of my friends really smoke because
yeah.
you know, we kind of see the dangers of that.
Right.
And he was like, you could be just hanging around somebody
right.
who smokes. And I'm like, I'm going back to, like, you know, when I go to these events, they have the no smoke policy. So I'm like,
right.
wait a minute, hold on. And then, of course, I'm thinking, all right, my family has cancer in throughout the family. So I'm like, okay, you know, but he's like, mm-hmm. don't worry about anything until you get this sorted out.
Right.
Because
right.
he also did like a test and saw some of the lymph nodes were going down because of the medication that they put me on.
Good.
Instead of 6 or 7 medications where the other doctor put me on. And
right.
I was becoming too much. I was like weird.
Well, it sounds
so,
like you've got a great doctor now. So that's half
yeah.
the battle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Ryan Morgan.
Do you have to go for more tests, Candace?
I have to go to see the specialist. So I think next Tuesday. It was funny because I said I couldn't do it on Wednesday. See, Carly? Look how much I love you.
Yeah.
They told me it's going to be an all-day process, and, you know, in case it is
yeah.
something that I have to take care of, like, ASAP, you know. And I was
you should look at it. Maybe it's not serious as they are saying. Maybe,
right, that's why
you
said don't worry about it.
Right.
You know.
They need to figure it out first.
So.
Exactly, yeah.
And I've been to a pulmonologist. They're really good at what they do. You know, don't get shook
right.
up until you have all the information you need.
Yeah. Well,
what's
and you're young. I mean, that's
well,
what
I
kept...
Well, I said something to the distinct of, as soon as I had turned 30, all of this happened. So I don't like getting old.
Yeah.
No. Well,
I was fine when I was 29. I was fine when I was 28.
You're young.
Yeah,
you're young.
Did I kill you, 40?
Oh, dang. Hey, 40?
So that was
40
the sad part of the show tonight. That was
okay,
the sad part
no,
of the show tonight.
No,
well, I'm
no,
glad
we
you
wouldn't.
Got a chance to laugh good tonight, then. You need
yeah.
that relief.
Yeah.
Oh, well, ask Charlie
yeah.
what I did. Ask Charlie what I bought. This was my stress relief. Charlie, do you remember what I bought?
Oh, yeah, tell him.
Oh, okay, so because I was in a state of confusion and I had my credit card with me,
yeah,
I went to Radio Shack and bought me a tablet, like an Android tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Good for you.
So, yeah, because here's the thing. Radio Shack should not have sales right now. They had a Kindle Fire for under $199. I think it was $196 or something.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
They had a laptop for $299. Yeah. And then they had this lovely little tablet that was saying,
oh,
yeah, this is Bobby. Mm-hmm. So I bought it.
Nice.
So now I'm trying to get Skype on it.
Okay, Candace, how much did that little something cost?
Well, you know, it was on sale.
Okay, that's always good.
You know, it was a good amount.
And you know I'm one to talk.
It was around 200.
Well, I'm the one to talk because tomorrow I will be going to Walmart, and
I'll
the
be
best,
thinking of you, Callie. I'll be thinking of
well,
you at Walmart.
Well, okay, no, I might be calling you, Kathy, saying I did something bad. I always do this. I always tell myself.
You can call me. You can call me. Hopefully I'm up.
Okay, well, if I can get a hold of Kathy, Silo, I might be calling you and saying.
You can talk to Billy. He watched the show.
Well, no, okay. Don't you guys agree when you, Candace, when you go into a store and you're telling yourself, oh, I'm only going to, you know, oh, I'm only going to buy one thing. Can you walk out of the store and buy one thing?
I know my
no.
Well, it depends.
Which weight I gain up here.
You know, it depends. It depends on how much money I got in my account, which usually isn't a whole lot. But I'm a real good thrifter kind of person.
Oh.
I really look for sales. I won't pay. I'm not one of these name brand junkies. Let's put it that way.
Right.
I mean, I don't have to have an Apple everything or a, you know, it's whatever I think is best and
yeah.
is the best price. I do use online a lot now.
Oh, you do?
Oh,
people, that's good.
Yes. I look to see how people rate things, whether it's a TV, a computer, anything. Because
now,
things to go on sale. I'm just really big. Like today, Radio Shack, I just had passed it. I was actually going to get me a Starbucks coffee, but I saw Radio Shack had a sale. And
uh-huh.
I was like, I did want something. You know, I actually really wanted a tablet for a long time because I want to do video chats and stuff. So
right.
I was like, okay,
yeah.
I'm not paying those $500 to $400, you know, between that range because I think that's ridiculous in the first place.
Yeah.
Right.
Then with a Kindle Fire, I was like, oh, well, it says it's like under $199. I'm like, where else can, you know, I get that kind
yeah,
of
true.
Sale?
Can't
yeah,
true. Can't you do video chat with Skype?
You can do video chat with Skype, but you can't do it like on a Kindle Fire.
Oh, okay.
So there were certain things that I wanted, and I went over. I know the guy at Radio Shack, so like, why is she always asking me these questions? But I was the customer. So I had asked myself, well, what's the difference between a Kindle Fire and a tablet? And he was saying, and I was like, okay, what about video chat? And he was like, you might want to go get a tablet. And I was like, okay. So that's what I did. So I went over it in my mind like 10 times because I was like, do I really need it or is just one of my, okay, I just want it because of the moment, just right now. Or, you know,
right.
like,
cool.
how is going to benefit me later on? Like, in 6 months, am I really going to still be using it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, I mean,
I
remember,
you.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when, yeah. I mean, I remember when I got my TiVo, I waited for it to go down in price, but then I couldn't wait anymore because my BCL broke, and I'm like, okay, screw this. You know, and I went out the next day and got TiVo, and
Yeah, well, and you probably would have ended up having to buy a new VCR if you didn't buy a TiVo, right?
Oh, well, actually, I went to go look for one, and at that point, they were not making any more VCRs here. So I was like, okay. And, you know, I talked about with my mom and grandma, and, you know, grandma's like, she's like, she put like a little money, and she's like, this is to help you TiVo thing, even though I don't know what TiVo is. I'm like, a TiVo is the thing that saved you. Like, really, I never have to worry about leaving the house wondering if it's going to record or not.
Right. I got a DVR for that reason, because then I can tape it. Like, when I have a show, like Wednesday night, I want to make sure I don't miss Revenge, so I'll make sure I get it taped.
Did you guys, okay, I was very surprised with Dancing with the Stars with Derek and Maria. I really thought they were going to go all the way.
I voted for Derek and Maria.
So did I.
I'm sorry, but I was kind of waiting for her to leave. She's good, but she...
I like her better than Kimo on Dancing with the Stars.
I thought
what do you think about the All-Star? What do you think about her? Might be stars. You know they're doing that next season, bringing everybody.
I don't think they'll bring Kimo on because she won.
I think they will because she was the first winner.
They have
winner.
To. Kathy, they have to.
The very first winner. Wasn't she?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't think she'll do it again because she'll want to be a winner again. And there's so many people that are so much better than her that I don't think she'll do it.
Win unless they just get popularity because she can't beat a lot of them that won already.
I know,
right?
No,
she
you
can't.
Know,
like
Drew
Lachey.
She won the first
back.
Year.
Yeah.
She won't.
Mario Lopez is going back.
And Wendy Williams said she's not going to do it. But think about this. What about Susan Lucci?
I can't. What's his face don't go back? The guy that
won
recently.
Candace, who?
I said Wendy Williams has said on her show she's not going back.
Well,
I hope she don't because she can't dance.
Yeah.
Okay,
she's a better dancer than
Master P and Kate Goslin.
Oh, yeah, they can't dance either.
Thank
you.
I did like Donny Osmond. I don't care what anyone thinks. I thought he did great.
I think
Jayara
wins. I mean,
he'll go.
Jayara
will probably go. But I don't know if he'll put the winners in.
Yeah, but I wonder if they do it. This is going to be very... I wonder if they're going to bring both Donnie and Marie back because, you know, they were both on it.
That might be interesting. Donnie and I'm a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I love the Osmonds, okay? I don't know why, but I feel like, you know.
That's okay. A lot of people love
the Osmonds.
You love the
Osmonds? Did you say that?
Yeah, I do too.
I always loved the Osmonds. Mm-hmm. But before you're old enough to realize, they had a show. They were always on Andy Williams Show.
Yep.
I knew.
Right, Shiloh?
Yep.
The Andy Williams Show, and that's how they got their start, really, from Andy Williams.
Yeah. And you know what I feel so bad about Donnie and Marie now? That, you know, they were really close to Michael Jackson. Donnie and him were, you know, really good friends. And they all, you know, Michael passed away. And Marie was a good friend of Whitney Houston's. And then, you know, the saddest thing recent for both of them was losing Dick Clark, who was always there for them. It seemed like Dick and...
Well, Dick was, so to me, Dick was a natural to go because he's older. It's
oh.
when the younger people pass
mm-hmm.
away, like Michael and Whitney,
yeah.
that are
you know,
for no real good reason.
Yeah, well, and I know this is going to sound mean, and don't take it this way. When people tell me Amy Winehouse died, I wasn't shocked as much as I was when Whitney died. I'm like, what? You know, but with Amy, I'm like, okay.
See, I wasn't surprised
but
with Whitney.
I was surprised at Whitney and Michael, and I can honestly say that in a way I was surprised about Amy. Only reason is because of what Tony Bennett said about her when he was recording with her, saying that she had cleaned up her act
yes.
to him.
Yep.
And when
yep.
you see the video of Amy and you see mm-hmm. the talent really pouring out of her and seeing her happy, I was like,
yep.
all right, Amy's going to do it. She's about to prove
yep.
it. And then, you know, sadly.
Yeah.
And another death was Donna Summers.
Okay, I meant to say that at the top, but yeah, I mean, I didn't even know she was sick, and
nobody
when
lung
it,
cancer.
It,
really.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had lung cancer.
Oh,
she,
I heard
oh
it was breast
cancer.
From the fallout in New York too. She said she think that's what they were saying that they think. She said she thought she got it from when they destroyed the building, you know, when they bombed the building from all that ad, I guess, all
well,
that
she
stuff that was in the air.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
sad.
Ooh, Carly.
Carly, you sound funny.
You're cutting up a lot.
Yeah.
Am I back?
Yeah.
You're back.
Oh, that was weird. No, I mean, what they were saying about Donna yesterday and about the, you know, 9/11, and then I'm thinking in my head, there's going to be a lot of people that is going to end up dying from that. I mean,
well, there's been
were,
a lot of people pulling all the firemen that didn't wear face masks and stuff. They
yeah.
all inhaled that crap right after
mm-hmm.
it happened.
I will always remember where I was, and for that, it was just, that was like the freakiest day ever, and,
yep.
Because one of my reporter friends that when I went to high school was called me, and it was like, you know, 7 in the morning, and he's like, and I could, you know, I wanted to kill him, literally, for waking me up, but all he says, okay, Carly, go turn on the news. Go turn on Como King. That's NBC or ABC here. And so I go on the couch. I get something to, like, my hot cocoa. I don't know why I did that. But and I turn on the TV, you guys, and I could swear for a moment. I'm like, okay, he woke me up because of this Spider-Man thing about, you know, it going to a building, like a new movie. Really, that's what I thought I was seeing. And then I see the other thing going, I'm like, okay, I don't think this is a movie anymore. And then my brother came down, and he's like, have you talked to your sister? Because she just got to New York the night before, and they had dinner at the World Trade Center and stuff. And
oh,
I'm like,
my.
I'm like,
wow.
Yeah, and then, you know, and see, her hospital was going to be one of the first responders to, you know, the people. And so I'm like, no. And then, so, like, my parents, everyone was trying, my brother-in-law, the lines were down. I mean, you could not get a hold
yeah.
of anyone if you tried.
Yeah.
And finally I have this ingenious idea to just email him really quick and see if he answers. And he did. He goes, you know, he was in his condo not knowing what was going on because they lived in the Bronx. And, you know, and then all... I mean, I still think it was the most tragic, But what I did not like about it, and you guys can disagree with me, after the second or the third day of it, I wanted it to go away. I did not want to see, I didn't want to see anymore. It was too sad. Did you guys think the media?
You know, my husband and I, they played it because it occurred just before I left for work. And when I got to work, when I went to break with some of my coworkers in the cafeteria, they had all the TVs turned on to it. So we watched that for a while. When I got home and my husband got home from work that night, we watched nonstop for hours and hours of that because it was just so surreal to us.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's what it was. My dad, because my sister-in-law was pregnant with their first kid, Annabelle. And so my dad was taping it to show the kids, like, later on about what happened when they all must odor. And I'm like, why aren't you recording this? He's like, this is a day in history that no one will ever forget. And, you know, and the kids won't have to read it in the textbook. The kids can just read it, you know, now. And, you know,
what was really weird is you telling us that you had a family member there the night before.
Yeah.
And I found out months after that one of my coworkers' brothers was in one of the first fire teams that went in, and he didn't make it out. And I was like, oh, my God, all these miles away, and I happen to be working with the brother of a man who died there trying to save the people. I mean, I was just like, whoa, Ken.
I mean, because
he never said a word. Never.
What?
He never said a word until months after, and he said, my parents, you know, they were interviewed, but I never saw any of that till well after when they were doing a memorial to the people who were lost there. Him and his parents were on the news saying, they're remembering their son.
Well,
and I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, I mean, they literally got in town on the 10th. You know, I mean, they started the 9th, but they really wanted to go see the wood towers. And they in a restaurant high above the wood towers, I guess. And I asked my sister, like, months later, so I'm like, how did you feel being up there and then the next day it's gone? See, like, that is so eerie.
Yes.
And, you know, when they were at the hospital waiting the doctor kept saying, you know, all the doctors and stuff, okay, you guys, get ready. We are going to be getting a lot of patients. Just get ready. So the hospital was feeling hopeful that maybe there will be a lot more survivors than there was,
by the grace of God that a lot of people had something occur and didn't make it that day.
I know.
The ones that did survive in the stairwell area or whatever. I mean, it's just like, you know, it's God's will of whose time it is and whose time it isn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just freaky watching the film footage of people walking down those staircases, all those floors, and knowing that once they got down there and out far enough, they knew that a certain level, people were not going to make it out.
Scariest thing for them. Scariest thing.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't even imagine. I can't imagine.
That's what my brother said recently. Because the kids asked, because I guess, you know, they were going to pass the 9/11 holiday, I guess. but it hasn't ever got passed. And the kids, like, oh, cool, a day off from school. And,
right.
You know, my brother's like, no, that day was bad enough. And that's why we have, you know, security at airports and, you
right.
know, that really surprised me how, you know, they closed the airports as soon as they did.
Well, I mean, it outraged the public. I mean, we were adamant when we found out that we trained these guys to fly. They actually had the balls to come here and take the classes and stuff to learn how to fly so
yep.
they could do this mission. I've never seen a country get more focused about leaving at that time.
We went back a year, a year after 9/11, and we were going through the week of the 9/11, and that was our first time taking a plane with all the security stuff. And, you know, my sister had, like, a bracelet on that was so pretty. And we were not at the airport. We were going to Staten Island by the ferry. And they
right.
wanted her to take off this really beautiful song bracelet because they thought there was a bomb in it.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, at least they didn't shut down the airport like when I was over in L.A. It was possible weekend, 2004. I'll never forget. On my way back from L.A. to
God.
Oh, wow. Goodness,
what did you do?
I didn't do anything. No, what happened was I will never forget this. I was getting ready to go through security, but I had to go to the ladies' room. I came out, and they said, and they made the loud announcement saying that we're shutting down the airport. It's security code orange. I just remember everybody was just, like, looking around. I was like, please don't. I was like, I cannot be stranded here in L.A. I was like, I got to get on this flight. I know that they canceled the flight, you know, and stuff like that. And then they said that it was going to be a lockdown for at least 2 hours.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, okay, great, you know. So
what did you do for 2 hours?
For 2 hours, I went to the McDonald's in the airport. I was just walking around because I didn't even know if I was supposed to move. Like, when I say, it was kind of weird because people were just looking like, okay, you know, of course, you know, 9/11 is still fresh in everybody's mind, even
right.
though it was 3 years, you know, 3 years later, but still,
yeah.
you know, it was kind of like watch your back, you know. So then I went up to somebody, I said, so what does orange mean? And they said, somebody probably brought something in, but it's not a threat yet. And I was like,
right.
oh, okay. So I'm like, all right, so if it was a bomb or something like that, it would be a – they was like, oh, it would have been a security, like, code red. Like, I was like, okay, I got you. Like, I didn't know what was going on. And after the 2 hours, they said, okay, you can make go ahead through security check. And me being a smart person, I'm, like, taking off my shoes way beforehand. And this is before they told you to take off your shoes. I was like, I got nothing
yeah.
to hide. Like, I got
yeah.
nothing to hide. You can track me. I have no jewelry on. You can track my laptop. I was like, I got nothing. And I went on my plane, and I cried a little bit because I'm thinking, oh, God, now I'm on a plane. Like, it just started, like, a turbulence. I don't like turbulence. I'm just like,
oh, I don't think anybody does.
I was on the flight with the worst person that I could have ever been on the flight. My grandma, going to New York, that was her first, like, second time. And every 5 minutes, she goes, you wear the plane crest.
I got to go,
like,
Pierce. Night.
Night.
Hello?
Okay. Yep,
still
okay.
There?
Yep.
Is Candace still there?
I know.
Silo's still there.
Silo.
Me and you, Callie.
But the funny thing is, it says Silo is still here. That's funny. Yeah, do you have a little, you know, happy show tonight? That was funny.
That was the best show ever.
I know. I just figured that, you know, we all needed
a little lifting up, a little excitement, a little celebration, a little something. That was the best show ever.
Exactly,
I loved it.
Exactly, because
we all got to laugh.
It was. It really was.
What's going to happen now?
Hey, hold on for one sec. Hello?
Yeah.
No, Kira, hold on, Sarah. I mean, Kathy. Hello? No, I was trying the Little Miss Troublemaker of the night.
Did she go to bed?
I don't know. Hold on. I will let you know. Hello? Hey, well, is this Kathy and I? Do we want to do, you know, all normal, or are you too tired? Okay, and I will tell Kathy, you will call her back, right? Yeah. Okay, but so how long do we have to wait? Okay. Hey, if you have time, Miss Troublemaker, and I and you will be talking.
Okay. How about Alba?
Yeah, that's... I don't know. I don't know, but she said to call in like 5 or 10 minutes, and yeah.
Does she want me to call or you to call?
I'm supposed to call her, and then I guess I will call you. And
okay.
I wonder why Cyril left. I mean, yeah.
I don't know.
So no. It was, you know, that was the funnest show ever. But now I don't know if I should delete it because if Laura White listened to it, well.
Do you think she will? She might get a kick out of it. She's cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, and, you know, I mean, it was, you know, yes, and, you know.
She's so cool, she might get a kick out of it.
Oh, yeah, I think she will. And so what was I going to ask you?
Maybe
yes,
you want to delete it because we did talk about, are we still on?
Yes.
We did talk about that other radio station.
Oh God, yeah, I know. I know, we were bad. We were bad, little
we
people.
We were bad.
You know what, I am going to blame Carrie. On this, I'm gonna blame Kate.
We laughed. We laughed so hard.
Yeah.
All night.
Yeah.
I laughed. Oh my God,
yeah,
I laughed.
Yeah. So with Billy looking over, you're like, huh?
He was here. He was here. He's still out.
He's usually not the late.
I know. I'm usually by myself, but I wasn't.
Yeah, but now he knows who you little secret little who you want to take a bed to with the soaps. Now he knows that. Yeah.
Well, he knows most of the characters in General Hospital, so he kind of knows. He knows who's good and who's bad. So he knows Sam's bad, and he knows. The beautiful one. He calls her the beautiful one, Elizabeth.
Well, yeah, I mean.
And he calls Jason Stone Cold, like Spinelli does. And he loves Spinelli. So he likes all the people we like.
Oh, well, that's good.
He likes Luke. He likes Luke.
You know what? I want to see Mo, but Luke, Jason, and Sunny back being friends, all working together. I miss that. You know, because you know what? You know, I haven't seen this week. I mean, I've seen some, but what were the Jason and Luke talk all about?
He just wanted to thank Luke for setting up that foundation. It was nice.
Jason said,
I want to thank you for setting up that foundation. So it was a good conversation.
Because the last time it wasn't so nice.
Some people said that he was going to be upset with Luke for changing the name of Jake. So I said, no, that's not going to happen. I said, he's not going to be mad at him for that.
Well, I feel like the name will be up there soon enough to sing the back.
If Jay comes back, put the name up there. But right now, it doesn't have to be a reminder for Elizabeth every time she goes by there.
True.
I think she's happy. Oh, my cat ate his chicken. I gave him chicken tonight. He doesn't like it that much. He ate it. He ate most of it. Oh, Sam, you're a good, good boy. Good boy. He doesn't like chicken that much, but I bought some chicken for him, and it's not his favorite thing, but I said I got to give him something different. He's got to have some variety. He just came over and ate some more. Good boy.
But remember, he's a cat. Cats don't know between good food and bad food.
Well, he does. He's funny. He's finicky. He likes beef, and I give him salmon at night. Beef in the morning, salmon at night. But it's getting a little. Who would want the same thing every day? So I decided I would get some chicken. But he's not crazy about the chicken because he's so used to the salmon and the beef. But I said I got to give him something different. Who wants to eat the same thing all the time? So I got chicken. And now
don't ever give him cookies because
I
give my dog cookies with like one. I know, but no one ever told me that, and I kind of made our dog really, really sick, and it was this one cookie, and I didn't know one cookie would do that.
No, we can't have chocolate, onions, pork. And something else, I forget, but I'll get the phone.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I read a book when I first got cats. I read a couple of books on it because I didn't know. I never had a pet in my life, so I didn't know what to do. So I got a couple of books and I read, so I kind of knew what to do because I never knew. I never had a pet growing up or anything.
Oh, my God, you did? Oh, my God.
Never. Because we always lived someplace you couldn't have pets. I'm not supposed to have them here either. But fuck them.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on. We had pets our whole life growing up. And, you know, when my dad's last dog died, he was done. He was so done having pets for a while. But the grandkids are trying to break them into buying them a dog for the house. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting.
It's nice to have a pet. It's nice to have a pet, though, especially if you have kids and they grow up with a pet. I think it's wonderful.
Exactly. So your mom did not like because of the apartments, but...
She went by rules. We lived in these nice projects, like not like you think projects. They were like these little houses. They were cute, and that's where I grew up, and you couldn't have pets. Some people did, but my mother wouldn't because she followed rules. And then we moved to an apartment house, and you couldn't have pets there, so we couldn't have them there. We moved to another apartment house, and we couldn't have them there. My mother wouldn't, And, of course, I didn't like cats. You could sneak a cat in, I suppose. But my mother didn't like cats, and neither did I. And then when I moved here, you know, one day I got up. I said to Billy, we're going out today to get a pet. He said, you what? See, that's my bipolar. I'm bipolar, and you do things. When you're bipolar, you do spur of the moment things. You don't think, and you do things before you think about it. So I said, I'm going out to get a pet today. I guess it's going to be a cat. So we went to the Animal Rescue League, and actually, I saw two in the cage, and it said you have to take both. And they were climbing up the cage, and they were cute, so I got two. Not supposed to have any here. They were two brothers, and they couldn't be separated. So I ended up getting two. They passed away, though. They didn't live. They passed away. They were 7 years old. One passed away first.
That's
one passed away. I know. They both had liver problems.
Well, but no, I mean, when you say, you know, you do things impulsively, well, that's me, like, every day of my little life. It's like, you know. But
I'm
me,
impulsive.
But how I look at it, I'm like, okay, how should I cause trouble today? That's like how my little brain looks sometimes, like, okay, you know, I mean, but not bad trouble, just a little trouble, but yeah. But
that's like me shopping. If I shop, I'm impulsive. I buy things I don't have money for, and I go and buy it. I'm impulsive. I want this. I take medication though for it, but I'm still, it doesn't really do the trick. I'm still impulsive, and I get real depressed sometimes that I'm down, and I'm down on the ground, and I'm real depressed. And then other times I'm up in the air, happy. Tonight it was happy.
Well, exactly. Okay, it's been 10 minutes, so Carrie said for us to try her back. So I will try her back, and then I will put you on.
Okay.
The phone. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.